as well. Laux does. It's been a pretty physical match, and this is what you want to see if you're a coach, Doug, is a situation where these two freshmen are fairly physically mature, but they're very physical. Many times these freshmen come out and they're somewhat timid. Not the case here.
Aguirre is going to get a reversal to the back here, and he's going to get the two and the near fall three in the consolation match. He now leads 7-0 with 1:10 to go in the opening period, and now he's going to get a reversal for Howard of Omaha Bryan, so it's 7-2, and now he's on top in control.
Yeah, and Coach Hagan's not very happy there. Didn't think there were back points. I would definitely agree with him there that I don't think there were back points to be awarded there either, but nonetheless, 7-2 score. Going to get a reversal here, Doug, to make it 7-4.
9-2.
Or 9-2, excuse me.
Back over the championship, another takedown for Connor Laux, and he has taken Harrington to his back here with 10 seconds to go in the period.
Yeah, Doug, and we talk about this. We go through the winner. You know, next week we'll be on the air on Saturday with the big Class D, Class C matchup. We talk about it a lot, and you'll hear it. You can't give points up at the end of periods. Right there we have the situation where Corbin Harrington gives up the back points right at the end of the period. You can't have that happen.
Connor Laux, 6 of Hastings, Harrington of East, 1. They will go to the second period, and Laux will be on bottom. And again, Larry referring to one of the high school matches before Nebraska Wrestling next Saturday. Class D, number 1, Amherst, who's won it 300 times in a row, will be taking on O'Neill, who's number 2 in the rankings. We understand David City kind of got some transfers in, and they are preseason number 1. Many anticipated that O'Neill would be number 1. Regardless, you've got two of the top programs in the smaller classes. They'll wrestle at 4 next Saturday at the Devaney, and then Nebraska will wrestle Wisconsin. I know Grand Island has another duel down there before a Husker match later in the year.
Yeah, what a dynamite matchup, because Coach Corkle coaches a good physical, solid style. O'Neill's got a tremendous program, and if you've seen Amherst wrestle, Tyler and Dave do a tremendous job getting those guys ready to go, and they don't accept no for an answer very easily.
Connor Laux is working on a pin combination here from the top. He is not going to be able to finish it. He got 2 near fall, readjusted, got 3 near fall, and he is up 11-1 now over the top seed Corbin Harrington of Lincoln East. And again, basically it comes down to a coin flip when you got freshmen as your top 2 seeds.
Yeah, there's no question. In that situation, they probably tried to, maybe they knew enough about it, they tried to make sure and split them. There, you know, Hastings come in with a heck of a team, though, Doug. This match now here in the consolation, Doug, is 9-4. It's tightened up a little bit.
As they are early in the third period, and they have chosen both up here. Salvador Aguirre of Kearney has the 9-4 lead. We'll, because we can now with track wrestling a little bit, we can help you out. As Aguirre is going to get a takedown to go up 11-4, we can give you a little bit on fifth and sixth place matches. Joel Smith of Hastings has a 2-0 lead over Colton Silva of Grand Island midway through the second period in the fifth place match. It's still 11-1 over here in the championship. Connor Laux is in control, has been in control pretty much the whole match.
Yeah, he looks really good, Doug. The second period is going to end here, and he's going to take an 11-1 lead into the third period. And just been smothering there.
Again, some of the other matchups here. Kobe Pesoza, Columbus. Jordan Bober of Kearney at 113. Skyler Schmidt, Grand Island. Ryan Smales, Bellevue West at 120. Nolan Laux of Hastings. And Carter Wolk of Columbus at 126, which Coach Swarm thought was probably the toughest bracket. Not necessarily deep, but the 4 kids that are going to medal here today are really going to earn it. I mean, Cone from Grand Island, you know, he's going to be a number 1 seed in a lot of tournaments this year, and he was the 4 today.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And this tournament's done that through the years. You'll end up with state semifinals type matches through this tournament. You definitely had them at that way.
Looks like another 2 points here for Laux. And he is up 13-1 and some more blood time here, but he's on his way to a major decision. And it just comes down to Kearney and Grand Island with the bonus points right now. They're going to be 1-2. As they were tied coming into this final match.
Yeah, and that's where, like, that sixth-place match up there, Grand Island, you know, every time they've got a wrestler out or Kearney in this third and fourth-place match, it's important. You know, Kearney will pick up points here, Doug. Kearney will win third, where Grand Island will probably win fifth. The more points there, clearly, are in the third-point match.
And right here, a major decision for Salvador Aguirre in taking third place over Gavin Howard of Omaha Bryan, 13-5 at the 106-pound consolation match. So points
and,
there.
And the bonus points matter, the major decision. You know, if you can win by more than 8, that gives you bonus points.
It's still 2-0 up there between Smith of Hastings, Silva of Grand Island as they start the third period in the fifth-place match. And now we've got a reversal up there to make it 4-0 in favor of Smith. We still have the blood time here in the 106 final, but it's all Connor Laux of Hastings, a 13-1 lead over Corbin Harrington out of Lincoln East. And there's 1:36 remaining. And Laux says, hey, I just want to cut him here. And so an escape point makes it 13-2.
Yeah.
And he's going on that double underhook right away. Well, now he's going to switch it up, Blair.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to run a chancer, Doug, but he's just going to get two here. And we'll see if he tries to turn him. He's got his near fall through the match. He may just try to take him down and let him up a couple of times and end it with a tech fall.
Alex Guerrera of North Platte is taking on Jason Christensen of Lincoln Southwest in the consolation match at 113. And Christensen wasting no time here as he was beaten by Bober in the semis. He's the 2 seed. He comes out and gets a quick takedown to the back. He's up 4-0 on a reset.
Yeah, and in the 106-pound, they stalemated that out, and Coach Laux stood up and told him, get going, your offense. He wants him to get going here.
13-2 with 50 seconds remaining, and there's a two-point takedown for Connor Laux. He's now up 15-2. He'll go ahead and cut him, make it 15-3, get a quick takedown. Again, he's just trying to take him to his back, unable to do so. It'll be 17-3. Let's see if he cuts him. Well, he hooks him up on a cradle here. Now he might be able to get the pin. If he doesn't get the pin, he'll get the tech fall.
Yeah, my guess is he'll take him back over as soon as he gets the 5 count.
He does, and that's the end of the match. Connor Laux will win by tech fall. Final score there of 20-3. For Connor Laux of Hastings, winning his first tournament championship as a freshman.
Yeah, kind of interesting. He looks as dominating as his brother did when he was a freshman.
Back over on the consolation match, Christensen of Southwest still has a 4-0 lead. 1:13 final, Jordan Bober, the first Kearney finalist, 1 of 5 today. He'll take on Pezoza of Columbus. The other Kearney finalists are Damon Rodriguez at 1:38. Then you slide down and find the two big boys, Aaron Griffith at heavyweight and or at 220, Gabe Ledesma at heavyweight. And you've got Mason Merritt in the middle at 160 pounds. All of those guys, except for Rodriguez, are number 2 seeds. And here's a pin now for Christensen in a minute 22 unofficially to take the 113-pound third-place match. And now coming up at 120 pounds, you're going to have a Kearney-North Platte matchup.
Yeah, and here we've got Pezoza and Bober, and you know, Columbus has got a new head coach, Doug. Many Kearney people will remember Aaron Keysweater, 4-time All-American. Adam, excuse me, Keysweater from Nebraska Kearney, as well as a senior, wrestled at Kearney High.
You got Joey Morrison now taking care of Grand Island. You got Ty Swarm taking care of Kearney. You got Mark Bauer out there taking care of Daniel DeCesar, who finished 5th today at the Cliff Keen Invitational. That's big-time news. He was the only non-Division I wrestler seated at any weight class in the tournament. He was the 10 seed. He beat the 7 and the 2 yesterday, fell today in his first match, and then came back and took 5th. So congratulations to DeShazer, a rare medal. It's happened, but DeShazer gets the 5th. Our consolation match is Gabe Crocker. He got upset by Smales of Bellevue West, 4-3, gave up a late Splatel. That's for you, Mike Fleshman. Gave up the late Splatel and lost 4-3, and you have to figure he is going to be out here to dominate Brody Denny of North Platte.
Yeah, I would think so. He's pretty aggressive there, Doug, taking him down, and he's running a pretty tough arm bar right now, and he just turned him. Whoa, that was vicious.
Yeah, he wants to make sure that nothing bad happens here. He's got him stacked up. He's got him stuck in 47s. Seconds. Gabe Crocker taking third. Still no score over here in the championship. 90 seconds into the final between Bober of the Bearcats and Pezoza of the Discoverers.
Kearney's getting bonus, Doug. They've taken the mat twice here. They've got an ongoing match, but they've taken the mat. They have 2 completions. Bonus in both. That's how you win in the finals.
How much bonus in the third and fourth place match is that worth?
That pin there is worth an extra 2. Your major decision is worth 1 there, you know.
And again, Kearney and Grand Island tied in the team race coming into the final round today. Looks like we're going to go to a scoreless first period here as Pezoza and Boba just kind of checking each other out here. Pezoza the junior, Boba the junior, and they will be scoreless at the end of the first period.
Yeah, they didn't. Nobody was really close there. A lot of hand fighting. Bober's going to get his choice and defer. Pezoza's going to go down.
The 126-pound consolation. Blake Cohn, who's in the, they say this is the toughest weight class of Grand Island, taking on Jackson Knorr of Southwest. This will be the most competitive third and fourth place match of the day.
Yeah, no question. And the Islanders need it. I mean, right now, the way this has gone, clearly they came in tied. You just have to look at it for where you're at in each minute. You can't project. They're behind. They'll need to win here, Doug. Still no score. There's an escape.
Smith of Hastings defeats Silva of Grand Island 4-2 in the fifth-place match at 113 pounds.
So Grand Island is yet to score a point. Kearney has two wins, one by major decision and one by pin.
An escape over here now for Pezoza of Columbus, and he takes a 1-0 lead over Bober of Kearney High. Now Pezoza in on a shot, and they'll roll off the mat.
Yeah, and in this 126-pound consolation with Cohen and Knorr, score there. Cohen's got a 2-0 lead. He's going to take down to start the second period. You know, most generally this early in the finals, team score won't affect the individual matchup. But the deeper in the finals it goes, at some point a coach is going to go over to a guy and say, like, we need this win.
Yeah, and it's starting well for Kearney, but we were talking, we didn't get too deep into it in the pregame. Grand Island statistically should win. They have five number one seeds coming up in the finals out of their seven wrestlers, and there's a very good chance to win at least four of those matches. I would think. Now, the Tim Reese, Deshaun Dixon, Reese is the four seed, and Dixon was unseeded, and they've made it into the finals, and Dixon's probably actually going to be the favorite there, but Grand Island probably favored in four of their five final matches, where Kearney will be favored once with Damon Rodriguez.
Right, and like Thompson in the duel the other night, Thompson pinned the kid that he's got in the finals today already this season, so on Thursday night. So you're exactly right. Grand Island's got some hitters coming up later in the finals.
Our 113 final looks more like a 285-pound final, and maybe a takedown at the end of the match. Yes, there is. Ty Swarm says time ran out, but it did not. A takedown for Pezoza of Columbus.
Yeah, there it is again, Doug. You hear it and you hear it and you hear it. You cannot give up points in short time, and on the offense, you have to get points in the short time. Does a great job, really just goes behind and crab rides him. I think they're going to wave it off, Doug.
It did take the towel boy a little while to run over there. There was an initial shot by Pezoza. He didn't finish it. Then he went after it again, and he did finish it. And it's going to be huge because neither wrestler has done anything on their feet. Pezoza got the quick escape to start the second period. They virtually wrestled 3:45 on their feet, and there's been no scoring.
Right. Nope. I think it's going to stay. They're telling Coach Swarm it's going to stay. Yep.
No replay. No replay in wrestling. So you know that Bober will take bottom here to start the third period, it looks like, and then he's going to have to escape and get something off his feet.
Yeah, 3-0. And actually, you know, that's the right thing. You get an escape and a takedown here, you get her tied up, and that's exactly the position you want to be in.
And that's where we're at in the 126 consolation. Blake Kona, Grand Island, an escape here midway through the second period. He's 3-0 over Knorr of Lincoln Southwest. Had a potentially dangerous, and we didn't have the clock start either to start this third period in the championship.
They're not going to fix nothing. They're just going to keep it going.
They've got the buttons pushed wrong up there.
Yeah,
a lot of things frustrate a coach, but nothing frustrates the fans more than a bad ref or a clock that's off.
A clock or a score. Boy, they'll let you have it.
And they've got the score wrong now, and they're trying to fix it up there. A little scramble off the bottom, and off the mat they'll come. It is Pezoza of Columbus 3 and Bober of Kearney High 0, although they have 2-1 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, no, it's 3-0, I believe.
Now caution, and everybody's trying to pay attention to the match and get the score right and all the fun things that go along with it. We are at the end of the second period over here in the consolation. Blake Cohn of Grand Island, a 3-0 lead over Knorr of Lincoln Southwest. Knorr will choose bottom to start the third period. Now everything's right for the world in the championship. We're in the third period, 3-0, Kobe Pezosa of Columbus, and there's the escape for Bober with a minute 35 to go in the match. So it's 3-1. Bober will need a takedown just to tie it.
Yeah, plenty of time here. You get that takedown. Then the question is, can he get him ridden out and not lose by one, not lose 4-3 on an escape?
Knorr of Southwest will get a quick escape to start the third period. Cohn of Grand Island leads the consolation match 3-1 with a minute and a half to go. Coming up at 1:26, Nolan Laux of Hastings, Carter Wolk of Columbus will be battling for the championship. Then at 1:32, Cameron Williams of Lincoln Southwest, John Model of Grand Island. 1:38, Damon Rodriguez, Kearney, Dylan Peterson, North Platte. You're listening to the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational Finals on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Bober's really pushing the action here, no doubt about that, but Pezosa's really long. He's long and lean, and he's tough to score on. His head-hands defense is really good.
No stall warnings have been issued, and so you're in a position now with 40 seconds to go. Pezosa doesn't have to score. He just has to play defense, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to give up the takedown to tie it up, and there's the stall warning now. Key is Bober needs to get him taken down. Now he's in the right time where he can get him taken down and ride him out here. They'll ding him again, Doug.
A lot of hand fighting. Down on the mat, knees to knees, face to face. They'll pop back up. 20 seconds is all that's left. Now it's pressure time. Pezosa's just backing away. Tried to go for a throw, missed it. 14 seconds. Now Bober's going to have to gamble. 10 seconds to go. Pezosa just controlling the wrist. 5 seconds. Pezosa is now going to dance around. There's a 1 point for a stall, but it doesn't matter. It's too late, and it is 3-2. Kobe Pezosa of Columbus will win it at 113 pounds. We're going to take a quick break here as we have overtime at 126 in the consolation match, it appears. 3-3 between Cohn and Knorr getting the takedown. So 3-3 in the consolation. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the Kearney High Invite in a moment.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back here at Kearney High. I want to thank Athletic Director Mitch Stein and all the folks here, as always, for their hospitality as we bring you the finals of the 2014 Kearney Wrestling Invitational. 2 champions crowned, Connor Laux of Hastings at 106, Kobe Pezosa of Columbus at 113. Now Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island will take on Ryan Smales of Bellevue West, who was unseated coming in and has picked up the upset to make it here to the finals. Grand Island trying to get their first win because now we go to overtime number 2 over here, Larry.
Yeah.
In the consolation with Cohn of Grand Island and Knorr of Southwest. Nobody scored in the first overtime 1 minute.
No, Cohn just couldn't get anything going, Doug. He dominated the first period and a half of this match and since has really struggled.
And now he is on top to start the first 30-second period, and Knorr will get the escape. And then they'll start again, and Cohn will get to choose.
Boy, they're both really pushing. He's just going to live on an escape here. and see. Coach Morrison's brought a pretty good group. Doug, we haven't talked much about it yet, but, of course, this is the first time we're seeing the Islanders in quite some time without Coach Shad Winkle. As you know, Grand Island had Rod Shada from the mid-60s on. We had Kurt Froehling. Then we had Shad Winkle. Not a lot of coaches have come through that place, and Morrison's now the newest.
And now here's an escape from Cohen, so we're tied 4-4. Looks like we could be headed to sudden victory, although Cohen takes a shot, and he is countered by Knorr out of bounds.
Coach,
he's so young.
Mr. Bean, yeah, that's right.
Looks like he could put the singlet on right now. By the way, Coach Shadwinkle at Hastings College getting a win over Doan last night in a conference duel.
Yeah, and Morrison was, that was big.
First takedown over here is by Smales of Bellevue West.
No points yet, Doug.
Over Schmidt, 2-0.
Yep, there you give it.
And we're going to head to sudden victory, and that means Cohn will get a choice because he scored first.
Yeah,
He will take down.
And Coach Morrison, just tell him, just get to your feet and then run them. Get to your feet and run them. Coach Morrison's a heck of a coach. He did a great job at Lexington. He's a Lincoln East kid, state champion for Lincoln East. He's an All-American for Nebraska Kearney. A lot of pedigree there, Doug.
Skyler Schmidt for Grand Island now gets a reversal. We've got 45 seconds to go in the first period, tied 2-2 with Smales. Again, our matches are also available online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. So if you're in the Omaha Lincoln area or have folks that want to hear their kids wrestle in the finals today, let them know it's PlatteRiverPreps.com. We go to sudden victory now. Cohen needs to escape. He comes to his feet, and now Knorr grabs a leg.
Knorr's doing a great job. He's made that leg part of his body. He should leave it in the crotch. He's trying to pit it, and they're going to hit him for stalling, which is a point. I was starting to say it a little bit ago. Dale Bean's the official there. He's not afraid to do it, end the match on a stall call. And before I could get it out of my mouth, I was starting to say it a little bit ago, and he went ahead and did it.
So Blake Cohen will win 5-4, sudden victory here over Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest in the third-place match at 126 pounds.
Yeah, Dale Bean needs to zip it here. The kid asked the question, and now Bean's in his face. Absolutely uncalled for here.
Well, there's been a long conversation between the two.
The kid asked him one question.
Now, of course, there'll be a conversation with the coach about what they were talking about and what the call was. One thing about wrestling, you're always going to have that because everybody has a different opinion.
Yeah, and the thing is there is that's a tough judgment piece where he's got to return him. In that situation, he does have to return him, but he had the leg pitted, in the crotch, and he was working to get it pitted. That's where it becomes a little gray. By him working to get it pitted, I think probably the Southwest crew thought maybe, hey, we're actually working to get him into a different spot, but by rule, he wasn't returning him. So I don't think you can argue with the call. A lot of officials don't have the guts to make the call. Dale Bean's a good official. He will make that call, no doubt about that. So that's what the issue was there.
Back over to the 120-pound championship. We were 2-2 at the end of the first. Kyler Schmidt of Grand Island takes bottom, and he has gained the reversal over Ryan Smales of Bellevue West. A minute 20 to go in the second period. It is 4-2 Schmidt of Grand Island over Smales of Bellevue West. In the consolation match now at 132 pounds. We will get that updated for you here in just a second. We do have Hastings at 132.
Ashton Arentz out of Kearney, I believe, and Nick Sad from Hastings.
And Sad was the number one seed and was beaten by Williams in the semifinals. Cameron will be coming up in the final. So Sad going to try and take a third-place medal here when he was hoping to be in the finals. Still 4-2 over here as they come to a restart. Schmidt of Grand Island leading Smales, who pops right to his feet, but Schmidt able to control an arm and bring him back down to the mat, control that waist and bring him back down to the mat.
Yeah, there's one-minute first periods, Doug, in the consolation finals. It's not a 2-2-2. It's a 1-2-2. And most generally, those are big, furious periods, and you just saw that one be there. You always teach your wrestler that, A, you need to score in that, but you cannot give points up in that one-minute first period.
And it ends up being a scoreless first period between Sad of Hastings and Arentz of Kearney. And so to start the second period, Arentz is going to choose bottom. And we have got a stall warned against Nick Sad.
Yeah, he's. I think what the official is saying there is that he wasn't. He was covering his hips. Pretty tough to say 11 seconds into the second period that we'd have one that fast, but that's what we saw.
So they'll scramble again. Off the whistle in the finals, we go to the third period. No more scoring in the second. Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island, a 4-2 lead over Ryan Smales of Bellevue West. And Smales elects to go both up to start the third period. Smales did have the only takedown to start the match. Then Schmidt reversed him and picked up the reversal again in the second period. So obviously Smales hasn't done very well off bottom. He doesn't want to start there in the third.
Yeah, and we're going to see a takedown there, Doug. It's a great outside single, and he's just done a great job working his way around there.
Skylar Schmidt with the takedown up 6-2, a minute 30 to go in the match. And we've got an escape over here in the consolation from Ashton Ahrens of Kearney. So he's got a 1-0 lead over Nick Sad of Hastings with a minute to go in the second period.
And Skylar Schmidt just trapped that wrist and just about got near fall points. He's putting a lot of work in right now to try to get some back points with a minute 10 left in that match.
Kearney currently with the team lead because they've picked up a couple of early wins. Grand Island, the bulk of their men are about ready to hit the mat starting here with Schmidt. And then Reese and Todd and Thompson and Silva still to come in the finals today. Also Gage Grinnell. He is a kid that came after a draw, and John Model will still come.
Yeah, that's where Grand Island's hammers are at.
Shot here by Ahrens, and they're going to say no takedown off the mat, so they'll restart with 30 seconds between Sad and Ahrens. Got a caution for a false start over here in the championship already. The clock hasn't stopped. The clock's been running during this whole dead time, and nobody has noticed it. And yeah. Now maybe they finally have. It never stopped.
Finally, the Bellevue coach came over and, I mean, yeah, you said it a minute ago. You got to get that right.
Still 1-0 over here in the consolation match.
That's for sure.
Sad looking to get something done off his feet. Hasn't been overly aggressive here, though. And, again, it's hard to tell. I know we talked with Coach Louch yesterday. He said some of the kids have been banged up and ill. Maybe Sad's one of those kids.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we don't know why, but, you know, we've left one of their biggest hammers at home today. Brandon Kyle, returning state runner-up, not in the lineup today, not sure why, but sometimes when you're banged up or have been sick, stuff like that, the winter sports season's a long season, Doug. You get this Thanksgiving break and the Christmas break and so much of that, so a lot of that can happen.
We've got a big reversal over here in the final by Ryan Smales, and he's trying to take Schmidt to his back, and he has with 40 seconds to go. Schmidt trying to pop the head out and get off his back and get a reversal, and he does. A near fall of 3, a reversal of 2. It is 8-7 Schmidt with 23 seconds to go.
And I have no idea, Doug.
And now an escape, and once again they have butchered the score clock.
Yeah, they were awarding the points to the wrong side both ways there.
Should be 8-8 between Schmidt and Smales with about 20 seconds to go here in the championship. Back over here in the consolation, we have now went to the third period. Nick Sad of Hastings trying to find a way to score. It was his choice in the third. Of course, he took bottom. Ahrens with the escape in the second has the only point, 1-0.
Yeah, and Sad just needs to get going here. He's been close to scoring this whole match. Hasn't been able to do it. He's flat on his belly right now. And Ahrens is running a tough, tight waist there.
Still a delay over here. And this just gives the kids a chance to catch a breather in a tie match with 20 seconds to go. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's so avoidable here. They were awarding the points. I was watching them do it live. The official had it right, but the table was counting the score for the wrong guy.
And Nick Sad has not been able to get off bottom, and now Ahrens has broken him down to his belly, and he's just laying on him. Yeah, trying to run some time, now going for an ankle so that he doesn't get dinged for stalling. Sad tries to sit out, can't get it done.
Yeah, just tremendous riding there by Ashton Ahrens. Wow, now it's 6-8 is what they're going to land on.
There they've got it fixed, 8-8. 20 seconds in the finals between Schmidt of Grand Island and Smales of Broken Bow. Schmidt was controlling and got caught.
Got caught
turned
in the headlock.
To his back. Yep. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, the knowledge of this entire broadcast. And Nick Sad has 30 seconds to get off bottom or he's going to get beat 1-0.
No, he just hasn't been able to get off his belly, Doug. Ashton Aarons has ridden a tough, tight waist wrist. But here, riding the hips, and the officials now letting it go. We're 11 seconds into the second period. They hit him for stalling. So,
and now back over to an 8-8 match. Schmidt trying to not give up the escape here. Or they're going for a neutral, excuse me. And he's going to ride him out of bounds with 7 seconds to go. Yes. And it looks like Ashton Aarons is going to hold on. He's going to win 1-0 to take third at 132 pounds.
Yeah, that's a tough ride. He did a nice job there.
And we're going to go to overtime in the 120-pound final. Larry and Skyler Schmidt wants to get it done here because Smales, if we get to sudden victory, will have choice.
Yeah, he just needs to keep up with the leg attack that he had there through the end of that third period. He's got a good leg attack going. He just needs to score here.
So neutral position, 1 minute overtime. Smales circling. Schmidt trying to stay in the center, waiting for that chance. A lot of head and hand games right now.
Yeah, they're wrestling tough. A lot of times these overtime matches, there's not much happening. These guys are fighting it out pretty good. Skyler Schmidt just needs to take one good shot here.
Oh, 25 seconds to go.
He's got to view this as he needs to score, and now he's given up his leg, Doug. He's got a deep whizzer. He might score on this whizzer, Doug. There it is. He got into a front headlock. He was going to hit an Olsen roll. He did a great job, had the whizzer. The guy was in on his leg. He had the whizzer, and he whipped him and went to front headlock there, and that would be two.
So there you go, a big overtime win for Skyler Schmidt of Grand Island. The Islanders pick up some key points, and Nolan Laux of Hastings will now take on Carter Wolk of Columbus in the 126-pound final. At 138, it is Lincoln Southwest, Jake Altman and Anthony Tutsi of Bellevue West as they are battling for third place. We've got a chance to take a quick break. We'll do so. Be back with more of the Kearney High Invite in a moment.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johnson, Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda back at the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational Finals of 2014, where Nolan Laux is up against Carter Volk of Columbus in the 126-pound final, Larry.
Yeah, and Nolan Laux, first time we get to see him this year. He's grown a lot, Doug, still long and lean. But he's a big, big 26-pounder.
Yes, he is. He looks more than 26 out there, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He is a big 126-pound kid, that's for sure. Does a nice job there. Takes Volk, gets in on a little bit of a shot, takes him straight down. Does a good job there.
Back in our consolation match, it's just a 1-0 between Tutsi of Bellevue West and Altman of Lincoln Southwest battling for third and fourth over there. And we've got our first points now. Nolan Laux will get the takedown midway through the opening period at 126 pounds.
And this is where you would expect to see him really start to open up now in Laux on top. He would start to look to really open things up.
Up next will be Cameron Williams of Southwest, John Model of Grand Island, Damon Rodriguez, Kearney, Dylan Peterson, North Platte, Tim Reese, Grand Island, Deshaun Dixon from Hastings.
And still no score. A lot of times in a deal like that, if you've got a guy, Volk's just going to kind of ball up and not let anything happen, the best thing you can do here if you're Laux is to let him go and loosen him up with a couple more takedowns, and eventually one of those will go feet to back, and you'll get your back points that way instead of just burning your gas tank here trying to wrestle a fish, because that's really kind of what it's like. He's not able to get anything going there. He's going to ride him out the entire second period. Volk is never close to getting out, but Laux isn't close to able to turn him either.
Well, they thought this would be the toughest weight division at 126 pounds. Our consolation went to sudden victory between Cone of Grand Island and Nor of Lincoln Southwest, so definitely some quality 26-pounders here.
Yeah, and if you look at it, you know, Nor and Laux are the only seniors. So you've got a lot of underclassmen in that thing.
So the start here, the second period, and Laux will take down.
Yeah, and again, I think you just see him get out and get started, kind of get that thing going on his feet, Doug.
He's so tall, hard to control something that tall.
But this is kind of interesting. He's not doing much. He got the takedown, was unable to put Volk in any trouble turning him. Now it looks like he's going to work his way into a reversal. Makes you wonder if this initial weight cut has been tough, Doug, because he's not full of fire in that spot where normally he would be.
He does get the reversal, and Nolan Laux now up 4-0 with a minute 20 to go here in the second period.
Yeah, and now, I mean, it's just a matter. He's got a leg in, and he's trying, but Volk's not going to give him a chance. He really should cut him here, Doug. There's a minute 10 left. Cut him and get another takedown, because Volk's going to go down in the third period, and he's not going to do anything there either.
Back over here in the consolation, we're going to get a throw to the back, and looks good for Lincoln Southwest. Jake Altman of Southwest will get the pin in 3 minutes and 47 seconds over Tootsie of Bellevue West.
Yeah, they're fired up over there for the Southwest crowd. That's good for them. They traveled well.
Well, they have a lot to look forward to. Ranked sixth in the preseason in Class A, and Lincoln hasn't had a whole lot the last couple of years to really be jumping up and down about when it comes to wrestling, kind of since the East regime ran down, maybe back when Joey was there.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Got a stall warning now over here against Volk of Columbus. Not doing anything on bottom. He's already down 4-0. Laux trying to work some stuff, and Volk just laying there. That's how you'll get that stall warning. And it looks like it will be 4-0 as they head to the third period. So uneventful, but Laux is doing what he needs to do to control this match.
Yeah, no question. He's controlling the match all the way, but just, I mean, it's been a takedown and a reversal, and that's all we've seen. I'd like to see him really get going from his feet. Kind of interesting here. Volk's going to choose both up. He doesn't want to go underneath him again.
Well, we can see why.
That's exactly right.
He's just flattened out and done nothing down on bottom. Let's come back over to the 100. And 45-pound consolation, Trevor Bigelow of Kearney, Austin Martz of Lincoln East.
Yeah, and Bigelow just had a nice takedown. Drove through a nice big blast double, and they didn't give it to him. He was on the edge of the mat, didn't end up getting it, but really good penetration there. You'd like to see him come back to that.
Escape now, and a 6-1 lead over here in the championship for Laux over Volk.
Yeah, so he took him down and then finally cut him, and he's going to get another takedown here. He's going to go up 8-1, or at least so we think. Who knows with the way that clock's run?
Yeah, 8-1 the score. They were both up to start the period, and I think maybe in between the periods, coach and competitor, father and son, figured out, well, if this is the way he's going to wrestle you, then this is the way we're going to wrestle him.
Yeah, let's get it going, because now they got the takedown. They cut him again. And we're going to have a peace treaty summit at the table again to make sure we got this score
right. Is that what that's called?
I think so. Sign the Treaty of Versailles in there. I think.
No score between Bigelow of Kearney and Martz of Lincoln East in the first minute, so they will go to the second period in the consolation match, and Bigelow will take bottom.
Oh, Bigelow did a nice job there. He was in deep, deep trouble. Martz is running a good high half on him there, and Bigelow just about was ready to go. He did a great job right at the end to avoid big trouble.
And he kept on moving, got the hips out, and now he's out for an escape. And we're back to neutral in the middle, 1-0, with plenty of time, over a minute and a half to go here in the second period. Our winners so far, Connor Laux of Hastings at 106, Kobe Pizzozza of Columbus at 113, Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island at 120. And this is brutal what's going on over here.
Yeah, because there is no ambiguity at all, Doug, about what the score of this thing is. I mean, my good gravy.
8-1, Nolan Laux of Hastings leads Carter Wolk of Columbus. And there's a minute 7 left in the match, and the poor young men are just standing over there.
You can actually put some of this on the official. The official knows what the score is for the most part as he's going. He's got to take control there.
Guess it's the opening day for most everybody,
no
including
question.
Us, huh?
That's exactly right.
Gosh, I'm so glad we're perfect.
Oh. I thought I was wrong once, and then I found out I wasn't.
Only the producer, Stacy, is perfect here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're finally ready to wrestle again, and they have decided to just keep putting points on. Now they say it's 10-3 over in the Laux and Volk match.
He needs another takedown for sure to assure himself a major decision. Oh, and he's going to hit a twister. That's kind of interesting. Have the Columbus guy get twistered right in front of the Mr. Twister.
Yeah, Adam Kieswetter credited with inventing the twister move and really taught it to the rest of the Bearcats. And his UNK career went to Franklin and now, of course, here at Columbus. And points being scored all over the place now. Laux takes him down, takes him to his back, gets the escape, takes him down again. 15-4, your score. And we come to the end of the second period here in the consolation. Bigelow's escape is all there is. Bigelow of Kearney 1, Martz of Lincoln East nothing. And Martz will take bottom to try and score here in the third.
Yeah, Kieswetter did. He made that move very popular in this part of the country. Of course, been around for a long time out on the East Coast. They call it the cement mixer out there. But he made it very, very popular. We didn't see it a lot in this part of the country. And once he got going with it, holy moly, was he good at it.
We just had a little contentious here. Volk just standing in the middle, and Laux says, that's fine. Volk does the little hand to the head, and then Laux just really slapped him up on the forehead a little harder than normal. And he says, well, let's go then. And then time runs out, darn it.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the period and the end of the match. Nolan Laux of Hastings, 15, and Carter Volk of Columbus, 4 in the 126-pound final. So far here in the consolation, Bigelow is doing a good job of riding Martz through the first 40 seconds. And now the 138-pound championship, or 132-pound championship, excuse me, John Model of Grand Island and Cameron Williams of Lincoln Southwest, who really came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Cameron Williams was the 4 seed, but who knows? My guess is he probably got drawn in. Of course, he's going to beat Nick Sadd. Out of Hastings, who was the 1 seed. Model just takes the regular way through as the 2 seed. Early here, it's so tough because they get seeded based on what they had done last year. Who knows if it's the same weight? He could be up or down a couple weights. So seeding early like this just isn't real exact science.
Bigelow really breaking down Martz here in the third period, trying to win this 1-0, Larry. Very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been tough, tough, tough. It's one of those grinder matches that you like to see your kids be able to do late in the season. And here we're in week 1, and he's showing you that type of intestinal fortitude.
He's actually just working, trying to find the turn. And he's inside 30 seconds. Pretty soon he'll won't have to keep working because you don't want to make a mistake.
But he needs to get out to the side. He's right on top of his hips. He's going to get warned for stalling if he doesn't get out to the side here at some point. That's for sure.
Little scramble over here in the final, but they'll come off the mat. 50 seconds in, Model and Williams are scoreless at 132. And off the whistle, Williams quickly in on a single.
Yeah, Model gives up his ankle, and he just immediately gets in the crotch and around the body. If he hangs on in here, he'll get the stalemate. Needs to keep that leg up on top. He'll get the stalemate here, Doug. You got to be careful with his back. Just needs to hang on to that leg. He panicked there and give it up. If he hangs onto that leg and elevates, he's been fine.
Well, Williams is going to end up getting the job done there. And back over at the consolation match, Martz is going to hang on for a 1-0, or excuse me, Bigelow is going to hang on for the 1-0 win, Kearney over Martz of Lincoln East. And Kearney's got another third-place match coming up. But more points now scored over here in the finals, Larry.
Yeah, he gets two back points there, Doug. That's a situation where now you're down 4-0, and if Model just stays patient there and hangs on to the leg, maybe elevates it a little bit, he'd have been okay. They'd have stalemated that thing out. Now he finds himself in trouble, and Williams is tough on top. There, Model gets a nice escape with 1 second left in the period.
So the first period over at the 132-pound final. Cameron Williams of Lincoln Southwest, a 4-1 lead over John Model of Grand Island.
Okay, Doug. Now they're saying it's 2-1, not 4-1. The back points weren't awarded. It's only 2-1 down there. So great escape with 1 second left to put himself in a position now to be within one instead of three.
Over here in the consolation match, Hudson Snyder of Kearney at 152 pounds will take on Mark Garwick of Lincoln East. And as we said when we came on, when Kearney came from about 25 back in the last round, that meant that they really won a lot of those consolation semifinals.
Yeah, and that's big. You want to put yourself in position to have a bunch of those third and fourth place matches so you're not up on the stage. And they're just worth more in this round as well.
Ready to restart over here to start the second period in the 132-pound final, and Model of Grand Island has taken bottom.
Yeah, he's going to get out here. He'll need to work hard, tie this thing up, and then get to work on his feet.
Still a delay over here, a caution warning now in the start of the second period. Now back over here in the consolation, trouble for Snyder. He's immediately wrapped up and thrown down.
Yeah, Snyder's just got to get going. He just about gave up some back points there. He was just kind of sitting. You got to get going off the bottom. You don't want to sit around on the bottom. Give your opponent a chance to set things up.
2-0 in favor of Garwick of Lincoln East. And a quick escape over here by Model to start the second period. So now we're back on our feet. 2-2 Model, Grand Island, Williams, Lincoln Southwest, second period, 132-pound final. Rodriguez of Kearney, Peterson of North Platte next, and then Reese of Grand Island and Dixon of Hastings.
Yeah, and that's a big escape. Get it back to 2-2. You know your opponent's going to go down, so really you can look at it as you're down one here. You need to get a takedown here.
And over here in the consolation, Hudson Snyder of Kearney is able to get a late escape in period number one, so he trails 2-1 and will take bottom to start the second period.
Tough hand fighting down there with Model. He needs to get a takedown, Doug. 54 seconds left in the second period. Score still 2-2. Now we've got an escape down here that's going to make that 3-2.
Garwick took. I have to double check there. I thought Snyder took bottom, and now we're playing. We're wrestling both up at 3-2. It was 2-1.
Yeah.
What did I miss, Lair?
Well, I saw an escape, and I looked up to see what the score was, and it said 3-2, but all I saw was an escape.
So we'll come back over to the championship, 4-2 now in favor of Cameron Williams. He has got the takedown here for Lincoln Southwest over Model of Grand Island, 12 seconds to go in the second period.
And now we've got a takedown. It's going to make it 5-2. That must be the score down there, Doug.
So Snyder of Kearney has the lead 5-2 over Garwick of Lincoln East. Must have had an illegal, maybe a locked hands in there to 2-2, and then the escape made it 3-2.
That'd be my guess.
Now it's 5-2 in favor of Snyder with a minute to go in the second period. And the period runs out in the championship at 132. Williams getting another takedown here for Lincoln Southwest. Leads Model of Grand Island 4-2 as they go to the third, and Williams will get his choice and take bottom, Larry.
Yeah, that's tough. You give up the takedown when you need to get one. Now you're down by two with your opponent having his choice. That puts you in a pretty rough spot.
So needing to score off top, Model. And Williams off the whistle doesn't do a whole lot. Flattens out. Now starts to come to his base. Give Model a chance to maybe do something here. Coach Morrison trying to give some instruction over here.
Now they're trying to get a high half set up where he's going to try to get in and sweep that knee under and try to bully him right to his back. But I mean, it's tough. You can't really cut him. You've been taken down twice.
In the consolation, Snyder has put Garwick on his back and gets the pin. Second period pin. 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Hudson Snyder of Kearney High pinning Mark Garwick of Lincoln East. And Kearney High has five third places already.
And with bonus all over the place.
Aguirre, Crocker, Arentz, Bigelow, Snyder, all third place. They haven't lost any of these so far.
No, at the very least, what you're going to make is you're going to make Grand Island get some. You're going to make them win those matches, Doug.
Great move by Cameron Williams. He gets an escape and immediate takedown and now has model controlled 7-2 with 40 seconds to go.
Yeah, and he's just dominated that thing, and especially on his feet. Anytime they've ended up in one of those positions, and even though that was out of parterre, still ended up in a neutral tight position, and he's just dominated those.
So Williams is going to get the win here over Model. That means Rodriguez is coming up for Kearney. Then Dixon of Hastings, Reese of Grand Island will take a break. You are listening to the 2014 Kearney Wrestling Invitational Finals on Classic Hits.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back here as the 138-pound final just getting underway at the Kearney High Invite. Defending state runner-up Damon Rodriguez of Kearney against Dylan Peterson of North Platte, Larry.
Yeah, they've no score yet here, Doug. They've no question been getting after it. And Rodriguez is one of those tough guys to wrestle. You have to be very careful what you do. Because as we well know, and everybody's watched the Rodriguez family wrestle here at Kearney for a lot of years, but they're full of funk, and you have to be very careful because you mess around, you end up on your back with them, and that's what you've seen here happen a little bit.
And no lead is safe.
No.
And now Rodriguez in on a single leg. He's able to pick Peterson up. Can't quite get the takedown yet. It hasn't been awarded. He's trying to take this all the way to the back.
He's got the cradle locked.
There's the two-point takedown. Rodriguez up midway through the first period.
Got that boot in. He's going to try to turn him here. He's got the cradle with the leg, though.
And they'll stalemate it out. 160 consolation. Braden Ruff of North Platte. Christian Stutzman, Columbus. They wrestled a scoreless first period. And the escape here in the second period for Ruffin, and it's 1-0.
Boy, watching Model come off, Coach Morrison was irate. He really gave it to him pretty good as they came off, Doug. Joy Morrison is a very fiery guy.
Over here, Peterson trying to make a nice little reversal and gets the reversal against Rodriguez. So Dylan Peterson with the reversal.
Yeah, and Dylan Peterson's a great wrestler. He's been around a long time. I believe he's a state medalist. And I think him and Rodriguez have wrestled several times in the past. May have wrestled here in the finals last year. Or maybe Peterson wrestled his brother. But Peterson is a game wrestler.
They'll restart here with just 7 seconds to go in the first period. Tied 2-2. In the 138-pound final of our Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school wrestling, including Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed representative. Service with Science with Service, delivering success. Check him out at pioneer.com. And the first period comes to an end. Maybe a little bit of surprise here for the Kearney fans. Rodriguez tied after the first.
Yeah, Dylan Peterson, you know, we talked about it before we went on the air. Dylan Peterson, tough wrestler. like I said, a lot of experience, been around. He'll give Rodriguez some trouble here.
And Peterson will take bottom to start the second period.
And this is the thing. You've got Rodriguez was running a high half, stuck a leg in. Now he's got the reverse front headlock. He's looking for an Olsen roll here, Doug. These are the spots that make Rodriguez tough to wrestle. He's comfortable in these awkward spots. He's long. He's very strong. And he's put Dylan Peterson in a tough spot here.
Still a minute 30 to go in the second period.
At this point, they should stalemate this out. Initially, it looked like he was going to take him over. He hasn't. This should stalemate. You shouldn't let Rodriguez hang on to this forever.
Peterson finally gets a leg out of there.
But with that front headlock, Peterson will never be able to get out. It should stalemate.
And there the official will call a potentially dangerous, and they'll restart.
Minute 10 left. Score still 2-2. Peterson's got a score on his choice here, Doug. We're going to start get the restart here. And Peterson's not able to get anything going right off the whistle. Rodriguez is nice and tough there. There he goes right back to that high half. He's a high half with the thigh ride, getting both knees on one side. That's a tough ride.
Last year, Rodriguez defeated in the finals by Ozuna of Omaha North.
Oh, boy. He's going to turn him here. Oh, Peterson just did a Houdini act if he gets away here, Doug. Peterson was in deep, deep trouble there to go over on the high half. Oh, man, that's tough. He's getting back points now, is Rodriguez. He just stayed relentless with that high half attack, and Peterson wasn't going to be able to get out of that. He might be in big trouble here.
10 seconds to go. Can he hold on and force a third period? And there's the stick. Dylan Peterson, who finished fourth last year at the state tournament at 132 pounds, is beaten in the finals here. A pin. Oh, and he's not happy about it.
Now his shoulders hurt, Doug. Those high halves, if they're run right, they're brutal on your body. Dylan Peterson did a great job being tough right there, not going over, and sometimes that's a tough spot because you can end up tearing your shoulder up pretty bad, and it looks like that hurt him there. Dylan Peterson will be okay. They'll wrestle again and probably 100 times before it's over, but most importantly, they'll probably see each other down at state meet.
So Damon Rodriguez picks up the win there for Kearney High, and they're doing all they can here. Those are big points as well in this team race.
Yeah,
you don't maybe expect there to be a pin there between two state-rated wrestlers.
No, and what you're not seeing is Grand Island come up with these wins. Dylan Peterson's upset, Doug, and we will see that match when we come on the air the third week of February. There's a chance to see that one again.
And let's go to 145, where Deshaun Dixon of Hastings has the first takedown over Tim Reese of Grand Island, and they'll come off the mat.
This is Deshaun Dixon. We talked about it in the open. He's the freshman for Hastings. And I know I just saw a week ago they've got another eighth grader that could step in and probably place here at this meet right now. They're, Coach Laux has built a tremendous program there right now. And this freshman here looks good. I mean, he is absolutely put together. A lot of times these freshmen in that, say, 145 on up, it's tough because they're not physically mature. He definitely is.
In the consolation match at 160 pounds, Christian Stutzman of Columbus beats Braden Ruffin of North Platte by a score of 5-4, so he'll take the third place match.
Man, that's a big takedown and just riding him tough now.
So Deshaun Dixon in control here over Reese of Grand Island. Again, these were not the top two seeds. DeRozier of Bellevue West was the number one seed, and Bigelow of Kearney was the number two seed.
I think one of the big questions here for Deshaun Dixon is how is his conditioning as we move into the third period, late second and third period. Many times these freshmen aren't quite used to and ready for those types of matches.
Here's an escape for Reese, so it's 2-1. We'll get a restart in the middle with 40 seconds to go in the first period.
I don't know, Doug, if you've got an update on those team scores, but you're starting to get to where some of these very well could be must wins. I know we've got big matches with Grand Island coming forward, but Kearney has scored a lot of points here, and Grand Island is not.
We'll try and get those updated team scores for you here in just a minute, Larry.
But right there, Deshaun Dixon's down on another leg, and Tim Reese really got heavy hips, did a nice job there looking to counter that scoring, and this is the deal. We're seeing Dixon really slow down. And a lot of times you get up here at this weight, it's not 103-pounder, 106-pounder anymore. These guys have got it's a little more focus, and a lot of times these freshmen, you'll run them out of gas.
Team score right now, Kearney 201, Grand Island 188.
Yeah, then that's a lot of points.
Then Southwest back to 136, Columbus 131, Hastings 123, followed by Bellevue West, North Platte, Lincoln East, and Omaha Bryan. But again, Reese at 45, Dante Todd at 52, Billy Thompson at 170, Grinnell at 195, Silva at 220. Still to come for Grand Island.
And the thing is, if you don't pick one up somewhere in here, though, Doug, it's getting to where you're going to have to win them all.
And the second period will start with just cutting Reese of Grand Island. So Deshaun Dixon now 2-2 as they're on their feet early in the second period.
Oh, that was slick. That was slick. Reese tried to take a little shot there, and Dixon just kind of ducked him on by. Why is that not 2-1?
No points awarded over in the third place match. It's Ryan Plombeck of Bellevue West, a 5-0 lead over Carl Nelson of Lincoln East early in the second period, and now you can make it 8-0 as he's dominating.
There, Reese just can't defeat the head and hands defense, and there he's going to pancake him on a shot, Doug. Deshaun Dixon had Tim Reese. I just about said Chase Reese. Of course, we know that's over, but Tim Reese there just about had him on his back. He's going to take a 4-2 lead. I don't think they're holding any back points. Reese just can't penetrate Dixon's head-hand defense there, and on that, he took that shot, and Dixon just flat ran him over.
Reese is able to get the escape here, and they'll restart in the middle. And Coach Brian Laux now, I think, wondering why an escape was awarded here as they came off the mat.
Well, no, he's wanting to know where's the back points.
Back points, okay.
Because the official flat out stroked twice and then said there were no backs. So I think that's what Coach Laux is looking for there.
Score 4-3. Restart neutral. 1 minute to go, second period. Dixon of Hastings leading Reese of Grand Island.
See, do you see Dixon starting to feel it? Now, this could be trouble for him. Lateral drop by Reese, and they're going to say that he just drug his feet, hit the lateral drop on Dixon. He's going to get 2 points there. He's going to take a 5-2 lead, actually, Doug. 5-4. Dixon's really starting to feel himself, getting real physical up top. Freshmen sometimes when they get in this spot, we need to pay attention to this, they run themselves out of gas.
Dan Reese is going to be looking for his spot. He knows. Just don't get in too much trouble, and he's going to have an opportunity. And he's trying to run one here.
Yeah, and he's running an armbar. Dixon quit wrestling here, and that's what we talked about at the top. A lot of times these freshmen in these upper weights, they have big starts. They don't know how to maintain that, and that's what we're seeing here. And Dixon's running himself out of gas here a little bit, Doug. He's in real danger of getting turned.
Still 20 seconds to go in the second period. It's now Reese of Grand Island 5, Dixon of Hastings 4. 10 seconds. Dixon comes to his feet trying to get the escape. Works hard, comes off the mat. Official says no.
And the official's right. Absolutely not an escape there. Absolutely not an escape.
Kearney High is rooting for Hastings right now. It's kind of interesting. They know where we're at in the team race with Kearney and Grand Island.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Restart, just 4 seconds to go for Dixon to try and pick up an escape. And Reese just takes the ankle, and we will go to a third period. Tim Reese of Grand Island 5, Deshaun Dixon of Hastings 4.
Right, and Dixon's going to have to go down, Doug. And my guess is he'll take both up, if I had to guess. Most times these freshmen in these spots, they've never had to go down and get up. And here, clearly, he just chose both up, as you said. These freshmen like this in these big matches, they've never had to go down and get out. And that's always a tough deal. Now we got to go visit with the clock again. And this is not good because the flow of this match, this is a championship-type match, and they need to allow the flow of it to go.
Back over here, the consolation, it is Plombeck of Bellevue West, 8-2 over Nelson of Lincoln East, a minute to go in the match, although Nelson is riding top right now trying to get a turn. 2 minutes left in regulation, 1:45 final. Then it's Dante Todd, Grand Island, Trevor Phillips, Columbus, Isaac O'Dell, Lincoln East, Mason Merritt of Kearney, Billy Thompson, Grand Island, Kyle Schultz of Columbus. Our next finals matches, Tim Reese, Grand Island, a 5-4 lead over Deshaun Dixon, Hastings.
Yeah, we said at the top we thought this had a chance to be our finals match of the day, and at least to this point, there's no question that it has been. Deshaun Dixon just about had another takedown there on the edge of the mat.
Takes a quick shot, looking for a little throw here, and they come back to their feet.
Break. Yeah, Chase was doing a nice job. Jeez, I'm sorry. Tim Reese doing a great job there.
That's what happens when we get old.
That's right. We're going to hit a super duck there. And what you see Tim Reese doing is he's being very patient here. He's wrestling with a tremendous amount of experience, it looks like to me.
No doubt about it. 5-4, a minute 23 to go in regulation. Doug Duda, Larry Baker here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Reese is trying to use some of his experience and strategy here. A little drop down, pop up, give him a little slap.
Yeah, and Dixon is very aggressive, and you're seeing Reese use that against him.
Yeah, you're thinking. It just is setting up for a Reese counter, isn't it?
Oh, what a great duck under, and he drug Hawk or Dixon, excuse me, just hit a duck. He kept a hold of the neck and drug Reese right to the mat. 54 seconds left. Deshaun Dixon's going to take a one-point lead, Doug.
Reese will or won't get out?
I think Reese will get out. I do think so. I think, again, when it comes to these young guys, they've never been in this spot. They're dynamite on their feet, and for the most part, through all their little kids' stuff, they've wrestled it on their feet. When they get in parterre, they've never had this type of pressure before where you have to ride somebody for 30 or 40 seconds, or you've only got 30 or 40 seconds, and you have to get out.
Ryan Plombeck of Bellevue West wins the 170-pound third-place match, 10-2 over Carl Nelson of Lincoln East, and now it's Dominic Rasmussen of Hastings against Tim Dubry of Kearney. And that is the 182-pound match.
Yeah, and once they move, once that thing gets done, those consolation matches, of course, the final matches are going to start going hog wild. But here we're going to get our restart. 54 seconds left, third period. Tim Reese is down by one. He's in the down position. And Deshaun Hawkins here, the official tells him to get on. He gets on, and they're going to blow it, and here we go. And Dixon there is just hanging on. And it's what we said, but he does a nice job. He's trying to lift and return, trying to lift and return. You're going to see a stall call. Does a great job lifting him and returning him, does Deshaun Dixon. Tim Reese now flat on his belly, Doug. He's got to get going.
Consolation, Tim Dubry, Kearney, Dominic Rasmussen, Hastings at 182.
There's 30. A full Nelson, Doug. He's done it a couple of times. Dixon has hit him a couple of times.
The headgear has come off of Reese. I wonder if they'll stop to restart it, but no, now in trouble is Reese.
Yeah, he tried to roll through, tried to Gramby through, and Dixon just sunk the half, but there's another full Nelson, Doug. Oh, the officials missed it twice. No back point. No, he gave him three. Holy moly.
Now he'll cut him. He thinks that's it. We've got a stoppage here to readjust the headgear. Should be a couple more seconds on the clock, but there won't be. And now the clock has ran out again. So they'll have to take a break and restart, and this is going to take a little time here. The score is wrong. The clock is out. And what it should be is Deshaun Dixon picks up the near fall, so he's up 9-5, if I've got this right. And escape for Reese makes it 9-6, I do believe, Larry.
Yeah, and there's only 5 seconds left, as you say, and going to be awful tough. If they'd let you run this clock, we'd be moving quite fast as we go here, my friend.
But with it being a three-point, if you had 4 or 5 seconds, you can get a quick shot takedown. That's not going to be good enough. So Dixon can run in the circle, and he's
going to
be
fine. Question, because the thing is, you know, with 5 seconds, it takes 5 seconds to get three near fall, you know, so the clock just isn't on your side here.
Dubry and Rasmussen wrestle a scoreless first period. Dubry takes down to start the second period in the 182 consolation.
Yeah, that's just a situation. It actually shows this Deshaun Dixon is for real, Doug. That was a great counter on the roll through there. He just sunk the half and punched the mat, and that's what you teach your kids to do. Did it there, and away we go.
So, again, we're waiting for the final few seconds in the Dixon-Reese match. Coach Brian Laux talking to the head official. This time it's Dale Bean. We've got, well, a double officiating crew over here for the finals like they do almost all the time now.
Yeah, most generally, once we get into the finals, everywhere you go, you'll see two officials on that championship mat.
Dale Bean, Kent Brill, Doug Hampton, Brett Schroeder are the varsity officials here today. Of course, there's also an even bigger JV tournament with all these same teams going on in the other gym. An escape down the consolation for Dubry, 1-0 over Rasmussen of Hastings, 50 seconds to go, second period.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, Coach Laux has been trying to explain it to him, and now here comes Coach Morrison. Gee, many crickets.
Yeah, it's tough over there. They're checking the book to try and get this over.
It's pretty simple. There, Morrison just whispered into Laux. Sometimes as a coach, maybe you know where it should be. You know, I've been in Coach Morrison's spot. Coach Laux knows the situation. But if you've got a table or an official that seems like they might waver, you'll go in and try to lead them astray. You know, if you feel like you've got a chance. That's why you won't see Coach Laux get very far from that table.
Back over here to the consolation and get a lot of hand fighting after Dubry picked up the escape here early in the second period, and now it's going to be up to Dominic Rasmussen of Hastings to get an escape in the third. 1-0 as we go to the third period. Again, we are waiting for the final few seconds at 1:45. Then it's Dante Todd of Grand Island, Trevor Phillips of Columbus at 1:52, and again, with Dixon winning for Hastings, that's one less chance for Grand Island to pick up points in the team race. They're currently down now to the Bearcats, and you've got a 1-0 Kearney third-place match here. Kearney is 5-for-5 in third-place matches, and Rasmussen took 2 seconds to get the escape, but there has been plenty of wrestling on the feet with no points here in the 182 third-place match. The Bearcats trying to go 6-for-6, and they had 5 wrestlers in the finals.
Yeah, this is putting a tremendous amount of pressure on those guys, those upper weights for Grand Island. I mean, you're getting in a spot now where they're going to have to do some winning, and they're going to have to get some bonus points if they're going to chase Kearney down. Now, this Reese match, this Tim Reese match was one, Doug, that you looked at maybe as a coin flip, but because he's a freshman, you thought, okay, we'll get it going there, and you haven't seen that happen.
Still hooked up over here in the consolation, 1-1.
You know, Dante Todd sitting here on deck, he's one of those guys as well. Real funky wrestler, very good in scrambles. He can put himself in some pretty interesting situations. So he's a guy that can get you bonus regardless of who he's wrestling.
Got a double stall warning over here in a 1-1 third period consolation with 1 minute to go, Larry. The double stall.
Yeah, the double stall, the dreaded double stall.
Now we're back over. They're finally going to wrestle the final 4 seconds here in the championship. And they'll just blow it dead, and that's it. Official said they didn't start the clock. Official says that's it. We're done. And Deshaun Dixon finally, 6 minutes of time on the clock, 20 minutes time on the mat. Deshaun Dixon, a 9-6 win over Tim Reese in what has been probably the most entertaining match so far.
Yeah, no question. We thought it was going to be coming in. You know, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, Doug, you and I sat here and talked about how exciting it was with what Brian had going on at Hastings and how hard he'd worked. And we see this happen with coaches' kids. You know, when they're little, you grab the year or two ahead of them, the year or two behind them, and take them all over the country. Clearly, that's what Coach Laux has done. And he's got a team right now that's rated in the top 5. They're a for-real team, and we're seeing it here. Here's a freshman that just showed up and wins a tough match over a junior to win the Kearney High Invite to start the season.
One of those were just a handful of years ago. You go, man, they're Hastings is that school that's borderline A, B. You're going, man, if they were in B, but they're in A, and now they're going to belong in A.
Yeah.
It took a while for Grand Island to get where they wanted to be, and I'm not saying Hastings is anywhere close to that spot yet, but they're a lot closer than they have been.
But here's the one thing I'll tell you about Hastings. I agree they're not in that spot, but when you start seeing freshmen like him come up and these guys start coming through, that tells you they've got a little kids program that's doing what it's supposed to do, and it won't be long and they'll be there.
So we're ready to start now the 152-pound final. Dante Todd, Grand Island, Trevor Phillips of Columbus. Phillips getting the mini upset in the semifinals to be here. Todd is the number one seed. We are going to overtime now in the consolation match. Dubry of Kearney and Rasmussen of Hastings 1-1. And Rasmussen is in on a double leg, but Dubry is able to scoot him off the mat for a restart.
Yeah, hopefully we don't get the old dreaded double stall now in overtime. Let them wrestle it out. Trevor Phillips from Columbus is hand fighting pretty tough in there with Dante Todd. Go ahead, Doug.
Dubry's going to come in on a single after Rasmussen slipped off of his shot. But now Rasmussen trying to get control as Dubry's in a little bit of trouble. And it looks like Rasmussen is going to get the takedown, and Hastings is going to get the win.
Yeah, he rolled the wrong way, Doug. Rolled the wrong way. If he rolls the other way there, he wins. He rolled the wrong way and put himself in a tough spot.
3-1 overtime, Dominic Rasmussen of Hastings over Dubry of Kearney High to win the 182-pound consolation match.
It's the first time here that we haven't seen the Bearcats' hand not get raised.
And I'm seeing all kinds of new filming and stat-keeping device from wrestling, basketball, football this year, Larry. There's so much more immediacy to everything that's going on out there. How does it help you coaches?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, with what we can do with huddle, I mean, there's software out there now, Doug, that we can use on the football field that with the new camera that we have, it will take pictures for us and send immediate plays directly to my iPad for me to review on the sideline. So when you're seeing what we've always seen in the NFL and in big college programs, you now can do in high school. And iPads basically have changed all that and huddle. The immediacy is amazing.
Dante Todd with the takedown and three-point near fall, 5-0 as we start the second period here over Phillips of Columbus.
And Dante Todd is a guy that can score a lot of points in a big hurry, very hard to wrestle. He's very unorthodox.
Leo Palamo of Kearney against Donovan Keller of Bellevue West in the 195-pound consolation match.
And Grand Island's going to, or Kearney's going to run themselves out of wrestlers pretty soon, and we're just going to have to see if Grand Island can get them caught.
And Kearney, actually, this will be, since this is the 95 consolation, they're in the finals at 220 and 285 with Griffith and Ledesma.
Yeah, so this thing will get interesting coming right down to it. In the end, we've got little Kearney royalty walking by, Bernie Madison.
Now with the North Platte Bulldogs.
That's right. Now you see Dante Todd scoring again.
Up 8-2.
And this would be big. Morrison right here will probably start urging Dante Todd on to make sure he gets, he's getting back points now on a little wrist tilt to make sure that he gets bonus points here.
No score in the first period there between Palamo of Kearney and Keller of Bellevue West. And it looks like Kearney is going to take bottom here in the second period to try and pick up some points. Near fall three now. Dante Todd in complete control up 11-2 late in the second period over Phillips of Columbus.
Yeah, and he's got a leg in. He's got a crossbody ride. My guess is he's just going to look to end this as quick as possible, Doug. Get the extra points.
And off the mat they'll come. So the championship matches continue to roll along, and not only is Palamo going to get an escape, he's going to just get the reversal, so 2-0.
That's huge.
Minute still to go in the second period, and immediately Keller gets the hips out, faces, and he's about ready to pick up an escape.
Oh, poor kid. Oh, poor little guy. They sent him out. There was a minute left. She run out to grab him and tell him no. The official blew it dead. Poor little guy. He was going to tap him a minute early. he still's not unsure. They're trying to tell him.
And I think that there is still, they're going to give him the escape too. That's the right thing to do. Keller of West got the escape. So Palamo of Kearney leading it 2-1. And now we start the third period over here in the championship. Dante Todd up 11-2 for Grand Island over Trevor Phillips of Columbus. And Todd will get down to start the third period.
Yeah, Todd will want to get out here and go up by 10. And then he's going to want to look for five, my guess is, something back to feet and end this thing.
Mason Merritt of Kearney and Isaac Odell of Lincoln East are next at 160. Billy Thomas, Grand Island. Kyle Schultz, Columbus at 170. And it looks like Dante Todd has his well in hand, rips the hand away, gets the escape, 12-2.
Yeah, now he's going to look for a takedown here and then look for his back points. Morrison will want him to pin him. But he'll take the tech fall just the same.
We've got an injury over here in our consolation match. It looks like Keller of Bellevue West got poked pretty bad in the eye.
Yeah, they just gave him a hug and were patting him in the head. I wonder if he's going to continue. He looks like he's in some pain. I mean, he just grimaced pretty good there, Doug.
Real bad. But it has not been forfeited. I think they're going to go ahead and get back after it.
No, I don't think so, Doug. I think they're going to forfeit. Either that or he just said, we'll use all our time. Because the coach just walked over and waved his hands at the official, at Schroeder, but it looked like maybe what he said is, we'll use all our time.
Try to get that eye going again. 50 seconds to go here in the championship at 152, and Dante Todd now is in on a single towards the edge of the mat and does a great job to pull Phillips back on the mat. He'll end up getting a takedown out of this, Larry.
Yeah, he'd like to work from the center because he'll want to go right to a turn. He's run that wrist tilt really, really well, and he's going to want to do that here. He needs the three, Doug.
Gets the takedown, trying to turn him. It's 14-2.
He needs to shove his head through, punch the mat, and he'll get the three Grand Island needs. And Grand Island desperately needs these 3 points, Doug.
And they are wrestling again over here at the consolation. They did not award the escape. It's going to be 2-0 Kearney and Palamo. Last 30 seconds of the second period. Final seconds here. The championship doesn't look like Reese will get the back points, and the final score will end up being, Dante Todd, 14, and Trevor Phillips of Columbus, 2. We need to take a break here from some of our fine sponsors that make high school wrestling possible on Classic Hits. We're at the Kearney Invite on KKPR.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Along with Larry Baker, I'm Doug Dude at the Kearney High Wrestling Invite. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors, Mitch Stein, the athletic director, and a lot more here at Kearney High for their hospitality. As we get back into the finals at 160, and Mason Merritt of Kearney, Isaac Odell, Lincoln East, and Merritt's going to get the first 2 points on a takedown.
Yeah,
Larry.
He does a great job, Doug. Big blast double, and then from there, he's just been relentless. He's gone from tight waist, wrist, to wrist tilts. Now he's looking high half. Hasn't scored any back points yet, but he's been relentless on top. Odell hasn't been close to getting out.
How you doing with that jacket on in here?
It's like 200 degrees in this place.
Take that jacket off. Just keep the shirt on, all right?
That's right.
Still wrestling in the consolation. 5-0 now for Leo Palamo of Kearney High over Donovan Keller of Bellevue West. As Kearney High didn't look like when we came on the air, Larry, that they were going to be able to win the team title, but they make a big run and have been dominating consolation matches.
Yeah, and they're on the verge of this consolation match, Doug. of getting bonus. He's up 7-0 with a minute 15 left. Oh, and you see Coach Hagan knows. Coach Hagan's coaching harder now than he just was. And you've got Mason Merritt with a 2-1 lead, 26 seconds left in the first period. Got to watch for a high flyer here, Doug, from East, and he hit it.
And now a pin over here for Palamo in the consolation match. Does it in 4:02.
Yeah, and it's starting to fall for the Bearcats, Doug, because Isaac Odell went to hit a high flyer, had Merritt on his back. Merritt kept moving, gets off of his back, and gets the back points as well. It's going to be 7-1 at the end of the first period. They're going to get bonus here as well.
So Mason Merritt, Kearney High, turns a little defense into offense. 7-1, the Bearcats are done in consolation matches as they move towards 220 in the third place match while we are at 160 here in the championship. And they decide to go both up to start the second period. And quickly, Merritt takes him down and to his back.
He's going to pin him here, Doug. He's got a cradle. He's got the leg hooked. I think he'll pin him right here.
All day. It took 15 seconds to get him on his back. Trying to keep him on the mat, readjusting, doing a good job, shoving him back towards the center.
Well, I'd have to do the math. I think Kearney High is going to win this invite, Doug.
He has lost. He's lost it, though, for a moment over here. He's going to have to
12-1
work again at 12-1 on the near fall.
It's a half a point is what you lose there. Oh, and he's going to get reversed.
Isaac Odell of Lincoln East gets the head out, gets the reversal, 12-3. Mason Merritt, and there's a lot of time left, a minute 10 to go in the second period, so more than half of the match left.
Yeah, that was a little bit sloppy there by Merritt. Gives up the Granby to Odell, and of course Lincoln East. Keenan McCurdy, now the head coach there, but of course we know his father, Marty McCurdy, was the head coach there for a long time, and they believe in that Granby system going back for the last 25 years, Doug.
Still 12-3. Merritt hasn't been able to get off bottom, but not much going on top either for Odell of Lincoln East. 30 seconds to go, second period.
No, Merritt's got to be careful. He's just laying there. Guys that lay there get turned, Doug.
And Odell really trying hard. He's got to be careful he doesn't slip off or he's going to be on his back.
Yeah, he knows he's got to get Merritt's belly to the sky here if he's got any chance in this match. Oh, that's a tough high half.
And it should be Odell's choice to start the third, too.
I'm not so sure I wouldn't take top.
Stall a warning on Kearney.
Oh, he's going to turn him, Doug.
But he's going to run out of time. That's the end of the period. End of the period as Mason
I take Merritt top.
Is up 12-3 over Isaac Odell.
I take
East.
Top, and I put Mason Merritt. Nope, it's Merritt's choice. No, it's not. He took top, Doug. That's absolutely what I'd do. I'd put him back down, and I'd look to break him in half with that half again.
Over in the consolation, Derek Greenwald of Lincoln Southwest, Cy Marshall of Columbus, a scoreless first period, and Greenwald will get the escape to start the second period.
A couple good-looking dudes over there, Doug. You'd like to have playing guard and tackle for you.
Especially if they're wearing your maroon.
That's exactly right. Right back to it. He's in on that tough high half, Doug. Merritt's laying there. They'll work on this. Swarm won't allow that to go on through the season. He's done a great job to build a big lead. But, man, he could put himself in big trouble here if he doesn't move.
We're here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, Kearney High invite, and Odell finally worked too hard that Merritt gets out the side.
Yeah, just fell over the top of that thing, Doug.
14-3, Mason Merritt of Kearney with a minute 10 to go in the 160-pound championship.
And right on cue, Lincoln East hits a Granby roll to make it 14-5. This thing's not over, Doug. It's not going to be points, but if there's another 30 seconds left in that second period, Odell would have turned Merritt.
Down to 50 seconds to go. It's pin or nothing right now.
And right here, he's got him in. Oh, Merritt got his arm down. He was in big trouble there again.
And we're going to get a stall. We're going to get a stall and a point for East. That makes it 14-6. And they're near the edge of the mat, but Merritt is fine not going off the mat right now because he knows anything major happens and they would go off the mat.
Kearney'd like to hang on to the major decision here, though, Doug.
14-6, 20 seconds to go. Odell continues to roll him through, but he's going to run out of time.
I mean, a stall call here would ruin the major decision. Kearney's got to have that.
10 seconds. 5 seconds, and time will expire, and Mason Merritt will win it 14-6. He dominated the first 3 minutes of this match and then held on the rest of the way.
Yeah, that was a tough way to win, if I tell you the truth. I mean, he really hung on there at the end. It was great to see Isaac Odell wrestle as tough as he did.
Kearney now 2-1 of the finals. Jordan Bober fell 3-2 to Kobe Pezoza of Columbus. Then Damon Rodriguez wins in a pin in 3:56, and Mason Merritt wins it 14-6. And now Billy Thompson of Grand Island will take on Kyle Schultz of Columbus in the 170-pound final. Over here in the consolation, Derek Greenwald of Lincoln Southwest, a 3-0 lead over Cy Marshall of Columbus as they start the third period.
Yeah, Billy Thompson's just got his leg band on. He's got his foot on the line. He's just staring the guy down. You know, we know him as a tough guy. He had a tough injury as a sophomore. You know, had a chance to get to the finals. Didn't even get a wrestle at the district meet. And, of course, last year took one of the worst beatings by an official anybody could ever take in the semis and got third. Big first takedown. Grand Island needs bonus out of him here.
Takedown out of bounds. Quickly back to the center. Now we've got a takedown over here by Cy Marshall of Columbus, but he is reversed by Greenwald of Southwest, and it's now 5-2. In fact, I think they gave an escape and a takedown because it's 6-2 on the board with a minute to go in the consolation. Thompson is working off that whistle. Yeah, he looks like it's pin. He might get the fastest one. We haven't had a bunch of them already stroking here, Larry.
Yeah, he's got an old barbed wire. That's an old third-grade move. But, I mean, he's just relentless, Doug. And you can see how hard he's working. Billy Thompson is a tough guy. There it is.
Didn't take long. How about 37 seconds for Billy Thompson, the fastest win here of the finals. And it is our third pin. One was at 5:57 by Williams of Southwest. Rodriguez, 3:56. We did have an overtime match. A 20-3 tech fall early to start it off by Connor Laux of Hastings. 182, Omaha Bryan, their only finalist. It is Zach Gates against Connor Myers. So right now we've got four wrestlers not for the Tri-Cities on the mat for the first time today. That'll give us a chance to take a break. Coming up at the end of the wrestling, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll recap all of the medalists and team results, get a couple of coaches' interviews. But there's still a lot of wrestling to go. Four more championships when we return.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
This is the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational Finals on your sports leader, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. And the 82-pound final, Connor Myers, Lincoln Southwest, Zach Gates of Omaha Bryan. Myers will get the first takedown here and going to pick up two back points. Yeah. So a 4-0 lead, and let's see, did they award an escape? Yes, they did. So Gates will get the escape from Omaha Bryan, and the heavyweights are out here in the third place match.
Yeah, and third place match for the heavyweights, Doug. We've got Blaine Morrow from Grand Island wrestling Tyler Derby from North Platte. No score, 18 seconds left in the first quarter.
Wanted to pick up a couple of other results for you. Right now in the team race, Kearney is up by 11 points, it looks like, Larry, 210 to 199.
So it's going to be 11. How many does Grand Island's got? Two left. That's a total possible of 12 points is what they can get there. This thing's coming right down to it, Doug.
Greenwald of Lincoln Southwest did win the third place match at 220 pounds, 3-1 over Cy Marshall of Columbus. So we're down to five matches, one consolation, then two championship, and I imagine they'll probably wrestle the championships then simultaneously. No score, as you said, in the first period between Morrow of Grand Island and DuBry of North Platte, and DuBry is going to take bottom here in the second period. Now we've got another takedown and escape to get things started in the championship, and boy, Myers just picks him up and puts him down again.
Yeah, a couple good-looking kids there, Doug, no doubt about it. Yeah, we've got we're here. Just started the second period in the heavyweight match. Blaine Morrow is on top. Tyler DeBry's in the down position, gets right up, gets back to the center. This is an important match for Grand Island, Doug.
Could come down to 220, where Silva of Grand Island wrestles Griffith of Kearney. We haven't had a lot of head-to-head matchups in any round so far between the Tri-City teams. Had a couple Hastings-Grand Island, but not much of Kearney versus either Hastings or Grand Island. How do they do that? They do that a lot. Quite the deal. Still scoreless as Morrow trying to ride out DuBry of North Platte here in the second period with 40 seconds gone. It's 8-3 over the championship. Zach Gates of Omaha Bryan, all three of his points off escapes. Myers has picked up the takedowns, a near fall, and they'll restart. Both up, 53 seconds to go, second period.
See, and there's the stall call. This is the trouble. A ride out as a heavyweight's a huge deal because then you get your choice. You can score on your choice, win 1-0. Now it's awful rough. Morrow's been warned for stalling. So now he's in a spot where he's going to have to ride a little more aggressively, and then probably he'll give the escape up here shortly would be my guess. The last thing you want to do is get in a spot where you give the escape up just as he's hitting you for your second stall call, and the escape costs you two.
Still 50 seconds to go in the period. Still our matches, Colton Wolf of Columbus and Gage Grinnell of Grand Island at 195. Edgar Silva, Grand Island, Aaron Griffith Kearney at 220. And at 285, Kyson Schnell, Lincoln Southwest, Gabe Ledesma of Kearney High.
Yeah, Morrow just about turned DeBry there. That was close. DeBry's got a move off the bottom here.
Team score, Kearney 210, Grand Island 199.
11 points. You know, a win in the championship finals is worth four, Doug. The most you can get is six because you get, you know, 1 point for a major decision, 1.5 for a tech fall, 2 for a pin.
Grand Island just trying to get three here.
No question.
And now careful Morrow trying to come out and face, and I think he's basically showing that DuBry's not doing anything on the bottom, and now 15 seconds, DuBry comes to his feet.
DuBry was just pulling on the singlet, too, there, and they let him get away with it.
And he'll get the escape.
With 7 seconds left, and that's what happens when you get warned for that stalling call. Morrow has to stay outside of his hips, and DeBry does a nice job. Just keep moving there.
Now you start the third period, and Myers is going to pick up more points for Lincoln Southwest.
Yeah, and you're going to get 10-3. Here, no doubt about it. Morrow just flat headbutted him and ran him out of bounds, led with his head. No question, technical violation there, and DeBry's going to get another point. Morrow's got to forget that and wrestle here, Doug.
5 seconds to go in the period, and then he'll get choice in the third. And that's where we're at. The end.
He didn't push him down.
This is getting contentious right now.
Morrow wanted to make it look like he got pushed down. There was a great acting job.
Come on, Blaine. This ain't soccer.
That's right.
This ain't the NBA. And now it is 2-0. Tyler DeBry, who tried to help him up, and Morrow wanted nothing to do with it. Now Morrow, he's going to want more than an escape here, Larry. He wants to make this one big move, but he does get the quick escape, and now they wrestle on their feet, 2-1 for 1:50
And this is where that technical violation's a big deal. You got to get a takedown now, or you lose.
Well, force the issue. Force the issue. See if you can get the stall warning on North Platte.
Yeah, and he should be able to here. Right there, that'll set. No, they called him out first. The North Platte wrestler, DeBry, tried a lateral drop. That'll save him from getting a stall call here for about another 45 seconds.
And when he missed it, Morrow took him down, but they were out of bounds. And back over here in the 182-pound championships, we've got a big reversal. Zach Gates of Omaha Bryan has put Myers on his back. He's down 10-3, and he just put Myers on his back. A five-point move, I believe. Now they're going to call it two reversal and then three back points. So it will be 10-8.
There's a big shot by Morrow. DeBry's doing a nice job fighting him off. Did a great job. He's in his position to headlock here, and he just fell over the top. He's going to get two.
He got the takedown. Morrow gets the takedown with his toes in like a good wide receiver.
DeBry, he was in great position. He'd done a great job fighting that off. He got just a little bit greedy with the headlock there.
Gates of Omaha Bryan just lets Myers go. He's down 11-8 with 11 seconds to go. But he is going to run out of time, and Connor Myers of Lincoln Southwest is going to hold on for the 182-pound championship, 11-8 over Zach Gates of Omaha Bryan, and now Gage Grinnell of Grand Island and Colton Wolf of Columbus. And Grand Island, I guess the thing we got to point out here, Larry, they don't have to win all three of these, but if they don't, then they've got to get a couple of pins.
That's exactly right. 10 points at this point, at this juncture, is tough to make up.
And here's a stall against Blaine Morrow, and a point for North Platte. 3-3. He was trying to chop the arm, and it's 3-3. And Coach Morrison saying, calm down, calm down.
That's the right thing to do. Cut him right here. Put it all on the line with 50 seconds, Doug. That's a great move by Coach Morrison, saying, give him the escape right here, and let's finish this thing on our feet. I think he can probably take Derby down.
So it is 4-3. North Platte with the lead. 45 seconds to go. Remember, North Platte hasn't been dinged for stalling, and he kind of backed his way out, but doesn't go completely off the match. Blaine Morrow is going to have to take him down. There has not been a takedown in the match. Well, excuse me, there was. Morrow got one here in this period.
Right. But DeBry's done a great job of pushing the pace when he's needed to.
26 seconds to go. He comes sprinting in, shooting for a double leg. DeBry goes for a headlock. 20 seconds to go. The 195-pound final underway. No score in the first 30 seconds. Morrow just seems a little depressed. There is a sting for a stall call with 10 seconds on North Platte. Takes his shot. DeBry counters. Morrow still trying to wrestle, trying to throw him with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that'll be the end. And North Platte will get the win by a score of 4-3.
Yeah, they're, I don't know. There wasn't much that went on there.
Well, yeah, North Platte didn't do much.
No.
At all, and they hung on and won it.
Yeah, they got to get Morrow to relax here a little bit. He's a little fired up. They can't lose any points for other stuff. And both officials are just watching him and staring at him, waiting. Look, watch him follow him off. I mean, they want to nail him back.
That's competitiveness.
That's right. Both officials just stared at him as he walked by. Well, Grand Island's put themselves in a hole here, Doug. No doubt about it. We go to the 195-pound final.
And Gage Grinnell of Grand Island drawn in, Larry, taking on the top seed, Colton Wolf of Columbus. And Wolf now in on a shot is going to get the two-point takedown.
Yeah,
and if Wolf wins, Kearney wins the team title.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, at this point, you have to. Grand Island's got to find ways to get some points on the board. They just haven't looked dominant here. Billy Thompson looked dominant so far, but he's the only one that we've seen come out for the Islanders today and look Islanderish, if you will.
Most points remaining for Grand Island is 12. They are down 11. So not only do they have to win, that's where your problem is here. I mean, if Grinnell wins, it would take a heck of a move to get a pin. You don't see him winning by major or tech fall.
No.
First period over, Wolf ahead 2-0, so he's trying to pull an upset, plus he needs bonus points. So that loss over here at the heavyweight consolation in overtime, or, well, at the very end of regulation, I guess we should say, probably end up going to be in the story.
Yeah, I think so, Doug. And as we went through here, I don't remember, it was about 4 or 5 matches ago, I said Kearney's going to win this tournament. It just, they kept winning enough, Grand Island was going to run out of bullets.
Colton Wolf takes down, gets the escape to start the second period. He's up 3-0 now over Grinnell of Grand Island.
There's not a team on the planet that's ever had more of those runs in them, as far as wrestling goes, than Kearney High. Think about this, starting your 20-some back at the start of the consolation semis, and all of a sudden you find yourself up by a dime. It is amazing.
They are the king of the wrestleback. No doubt about it, from state tournaments to even a tournament like today. They may not have the state champions deep, but they've got the medalists usually as much as anybody else.
Yeah,
not a lot
exactly
going
right
over here in the 195-pound final. Still wrestling, and Wolf tries to take Grinnell, and does take him down, but they're well off the mat. So a restart here, 3-0, Wolf over Grinnell. Midway through the second period, Edgar Silva of Grand Island, Aaron Griffith of Kearney will be up next. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Wolf in on a shot.
Yeah, Grinnell just can't get any offense going, Doug.
Trying to use that head to move him, and does. He'll be able to step over and get the takedown. Wolf's up now 5-0 with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
When is the last time Grand Island didn't win the Kearney High invite?
Well, it'd be during their state championship run.
Yeah.
Last year.
They didn't win
Kearney
it last
got him
year.
Last year.
Kearney got him last year.
It went right down to the final matches.
Yep. Just like this is. Coach Storm and Brian are doing a tremendous job with that crew, and I think you're going to see Kearney not only continue to get better, but I don't think you'll ever see them fall off.
SEC Championship currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550, or else it should be. I think the basketball has completely finished up with Wood River beating Kearney Catholic's boys and Kearney Catholic girls beating Centura. It's Alabama 21, Missouri 10, 6:30 to go in the third quarter. That'll be followed by the Big Ten Championship with Ohio State and Wisconsin. And then the college football playoff announcement tomorrow, bowl announcement. We'll find out where the Huskers are going, all signs pointing towards the Holiday Bowl. Oklahoma in a little bit of a tussle, 35-21 over Oklahoma State. TCU unloaded in the second half to beat Iowa State 55-3. Oregon crunched Arizona 51-13. So there's two of the four teams trying to solidify their spot in the college football playoff.
Well, I think Baylor will factor into this. I don't know how they did
Baylor's
today.
They're going to play Kansas State tonight, and they're going to lose.
Right, well, if they beat Kansas State tonight, I'm telling you, they very well could factor into this. I agree with the argument to this point that nobody, they haven't had to bring the argument up, Baylor having defeated Texas Christian. But I think that argument happens if Baylor wins tonight. I think Baylor's got a chance.
Back over in the championship now, an escape for Grinnell here to start the third period, but he is down 5-1 to Colton Wolf of Columbus. 5-1, Wolf takes a shot, but they're off the edge of the mat. A minute 13 to go.
Yeah, Grenier again just hasn't been able to get anything going. And it's not that he hasn't tried, Doug. He's been very aggressive. He's worked for position. He just hasn't put himself in a spot where he can take advantage of those positions.
Larry, there has been a little wrestling Thursday and Friday. What have you seen so far?
Nothing crazy so far. It's been a pretty good open to the season. Amherst is absolutely hard-loaded. They scored almost 290 points last night. With a three-time state medalist not even in the lineup last night, and may not be for another bit yet. But I'm telling you, they look good. This Hastings deal is interesting to me. You know, I saw where they were rated, was a little unsure of how I felt about that after watching them today, knowing that one of their hammers isn't here. Hastings looks really good. And that's exciting for me to see how healthy the Tri-Cities wrestling is in the Tri-Cities right now. Being a Tri-City kid, it's nice to see Hastings come back to where they always used to be with Howard, and it looks healthy.
So more wrestling next Saturday at this time. It'll be number one in Class D Amherst against number two in Class C O'Neill. It's a duel at the Bob Devaney Sports Center ahead of the Nebraska-Wisconsin duel, and we will have that for you next Saturday, Larry and I, from the Devaney Center. And time winding down here, no score change at 195 pounds. It's going to end up being Colton Wolf of Columbus 5, Gage Grinnell of Grand Island 1. So Wolf will win the individual, and that will lock up the team title for Kearney High.
Yeah, that's great for the Bearcats. Rough if you bleed purple, but that's good for the Bearcats. Again, he's going to show up, graduate a bunch of guys. Remember, they both talked about state meet last year. They're going to graduate guys. Not sure how this is going to go. And what you're just seeing is they'll graduate them and march another good set out.
One more thought on the Amherst and O'Neill duel. How big of a favorite is Amherst?
I think a big favorite, Doug. I think, any duels are different than tournaments. That's for sure. But Amherst is just – there's not a hole in the lineup. And I think in a duel, a lot of times, what you do is you want to set your matchup and try to find the hole and turn that one hole into two if you can with moving things around. I don't think O'Neill's going to be able to do that to Amherst.
O'Neill, what would you say? Five studs to
yes.
8 or 10 for
yes.
Amherst?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's a 4 o'clock next week. Let's get to the 220-pound final as Silva tries to make a throw and almost ends up on his back against Griffith. Then he finishes it. He puts Griffith on his back, Larry.
Yeah, that was just Bulldog there. Tried to kind of run a lateral drop, and there's the pin. That was just, I'm pinning you. From the time the whistle blew there, he threw his leg band off. He's upset. That's good competitiveness. You like to see that.
When the big boy gets caught and ends up on his back, it's usually over. And there's the fastest pin of the championship. Edgar Silva of Grand Island put it down at 23 seconds over Aaron Griffith of Kearney High. And that'll bring us to our final match. It'll be Gabe Ledesma of Kearney High and Kyson Schnell of Lincoln Southwest. Then we'll recap all of the top four for you team results on the New West postgame show.
Yeah, that's the big guys are tough. We got a lot of turtle in us.
Larry, I know you have another appointment, so we won't keep you around for the postgame show so you can get out and get to your evening appointment, Christmas party. But what'd you see today? What stands out to you today? We talked kind of throughout the meet, and it changed a little bit here. We had a couple more exciting. There weren't as many exciting finals this year as I remember in recent past. It was led by the 45-pound Dixon Reese match as maybe the best final of the day. And maybe we just don't have – we're so used to seeing 9 or 10 either Kearney or Grand Island kids in the finals, and we still didn't have that today. GI was 7.
No, that's what I want to see, Doug, actually, because there's a couple things that stuck out at me today. The biggest one is the torch is officially passed in Class A. Last year, Grand Island still probably should have won it. They were the best team. Didn't have a great state tournament. They didn't. But here, clearly, they're not the best team anymore in A. And that torch has passed, I think. I see holes in that. Still great kids and all that kind of thing. But my point is that has changed. The big roll through there, Ledesma. He did a good job going with that. But he's going to give up the takedown.
Schnell of Lincoln Southwest now hooks up the cradle. Can't get the count on him. They're right at the edge of the mat, and Gabe's trying to get him off the mat and does, but quite the tussle there where Schnell took the shot that it looked like Ledesma was going to plant him, and Schnell was able to finish it through for the takedown, 2-0.
But the other thing was young guys. We saw a lot of young guys that I think are solid, and Hastings. Hastings stuck out to me today. Wasn't sure about the ranking. I have clearly – the season's only 3 days old. I haven't seen the Metro yet at all. But Hastings is going to have something to say about what goes on in A. I don't know if they can win a state championship this year. But they've got plenty of bullets, I think.
Ledesma does get an escape here for Kearney, so they're wrestling feet up on the feet with 30 seconds to go here in the first period.
Seeing Ledesma there, Doug. Oh, they're going to say no. Really close to getting a takedown. We've seen Ledesma enough times. He is a tough, tough character. He's short. He's kind of bowling ballish, real strong, very tough to wrestle because of that. And he's a go-getter. He will not stop coming forward. Trust me, 2-1's not safe.
We mentioned as they will come to the end of the first period here, and the score will be Schnell of Lincoln Southwest 2 and Ledesma of Kearney 1. We mentioned that we will be there for the Amherst-O'Neill duel next Saturday at 4. Grand Island takes on Staley of Missouri on Friday, January the 9th. At the same time, Scutt will wrestle Blue Springs, Missouri, and then Nebraska will be taking on Purdue in that duel. and next week it's Wisconsin. So, as we mentioned, both Grand Island also will be headed down there for, I think it's just the second time, but this will be multiple times for the Islanders. And Ledesma takes bottom, and Schnell says, I can't wrap myself around you, so I'm going to let you go, and we're tied.
And that's smart because Ledesma's tough to ride, and he'll end up getting extra points a lot of times coming off the bottom. But look at him, Doug. He's working really hard to create angles. He's got real heavy hands, heavy on the head there. There, arm dragging. He's gonna take him down, I think, here. He just ran off the mat, Doug. Ledesma had him taken down. You see Swarm's not happy about that.
So they'll restart in the middle. Minute 30 to go in the second period. 2-2, Ledesma, Carney, Schnell, Lincoln Southwest.
Yeah, and Ledesma's just got to keep moving forward, stay in good position. He'll get a takedown here. Oh, he's in a little bit of trouble here.
Schnell gets a leg up off the mat, but again, they're on the edge, and Gabe's able to drag him off. So, turnabout fair play. They'll restart again.
You know, that's the other thing. Lincoln Southwest has looked really good, Doug. That's a program that hasn't always been great, that's for sure. And they look really good. Kind of deserving of their ranking, I think, right now.
Schnell, a junior. Ledesma beginning his senior year here. A minute to go in the second period, 2-2. Schnell got the takedown in the second, and Ledesma has two escapes.
Yeah, right there's that arm drag again.
Schnell continues to look like he wants to be a counter wrestler here.
Now, Ledesma's got him in the center of the mat, and Schnell found a way off. I think you have to at some point look at that either as stalling or fleeing. But Ledesma's used the same thing now several times to put himself in position. Schnell takes a poor shot. Ledesma smothers.
And they're off the mat again.
This got to be stalling pretty soon. But Schnell's kind of Houdini, Doug. He ends up in trouble quite a bit here and has been able to get out of it without giving up any points.
30 seconds to go here in the second period. Schnell will get choice in the third. In on a weak shot again and back to their feet.
Ledesma basically knows he's down by one because of the choice in the third period, and he's wrestling like it.
And he's going to get a takedown. Down low, gets the double leg and has a takedown, 12 seconds.
Great job. That was that bulldog mentality, Doug. He just kept coming forward, kept grinding and grinding and grinding. Now he's put himself in a good position here, and there's the stall call. He just laid there, and finally you saw the call come out against Schnell.
But now Schnell gets choice. He'll take bottom. 4-2 Ledesma starting the third period, the final match of the 2014 Kearney High Invitational. It's been a long time since I said 19-something. We started doing this when 19 was in front of it. 17 years of the Kearney High Invitational and more. They were doing it before I got here, just differently.
Now it'll be interesting. I saw Coach Swarm tell him one time and then cut him. Right there was the one time Schnell got to his feet. They wrestled him back down. Oh, he's got a chance here to get back points, Doug. He's got that. He's got a wrist, and he's got it fishhooked.
And then he loses it. Now he's just set on him for a little bit.
He's pretty safe because he's got that arm behind the back. Don't try to thread the needle here. But there, right there, he'll turn him with that, Doug. He's going to turn him right to his back.
And now potentially dangerous called. And Bearcat Nation reacts.
Bearcat Nation sounds off.
You look around the mat here at some of the other head coaches that are smiling and shaking their heads.
Oh, that's as predictable as you get.
No points. Minute 16 to go in the match. Ledesma up 4-2. Now, even though he's controlling it, Larry, this thing's far from over.
Far
and Schnell gets the escape. He fires off the whistle.
Very smart to let him go and give him the escape there. Don't get in a situation where stalling or something can hurt you. Ledesma's tough on his feet here. He just needs to keep going forward and do what he's been doing. Oh, whoa.
Couple of weak shots, and Ledesma gets the takedown.
Yep, that was a good scramble. Schnell just took one too many of those shots, Doug.
6-3, Ledesma, 50 seconds to go here.
He's got that arm back across his back again. He needs to just put it up on his hip and walk him forward.
And a stall call on bottom on Schnell. That's another point for Ledesma.
That's a tough call for Schnell. He's just trying to survive there.
Comes to his feet. He's broken back down. 30 seconds to go.
You know, we've seen Ledesma at the state tournament and so on, Doug. Extremely tough kid. We'll see him at the end of the year, I do believe.
Trying to work the ankle, Ledesma still now with a little cushion. Trying to work hard here with 15 seconds to go. Schnell trying to come to his feet. Gets the escape.
Very smart.
7-4, 10 seconds to go. Schnell's got to take a shot, though. And he doesn't look like he really wants to. They're going to tie up. And time is going to expire. And Gabe Ledesma's your heavyweight champ.
Kearney High looks good, Doug. They don't have that, lineup full of flamethrowers. But I'm telling you, they're tough. They're solid.
Well, they're going to win this as Grand Island took the 220 there by a pin and got the 6 points they needed. And then you're going to get four right there, excuse me. They're going to end up winning it, I believe, unofficially by 9 points, 214 to 205.
That's a heck of a win. And I tell you, from what I saw today, Kearney looks tough. Kearney will be in the thick of it again. You know, Millard South brings a lot back. Omaha North brings a bunch of guns back. But a lot of times, depth can beat guns. That's what we saw today. You know, depth being able to beat guns. So we'll see towards the end of the year. Got a long way to go. But
well, Larry, I know you're going to get going. You're going to grab me a coach on the way out the door as your penance. And as always, appreciate it. We'll see you next Saturday in Lincoln.
I can't wait, guys. Get down. If you can't get down there, surely tune in. That duel next week is going to be awesome.
Amherst and O'Neill at 4 o'clock. We'll take a break. Be back with the New West postgame show in a moment.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back, everyone, to Kearney High. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you as the 2014 Kearney High invite has come to a close, and it's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney High wins the team title, but the team champions really dispersed out well, and we're going to get a chance to talk with a couple of the coaches, including Grand Island first-year coach Joey Morrison. And, Coach, thanks for the time. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. It was a good first day and great competition, as it always is at Kearney High. It's good to be back and action for the season, and we're looking forward to next week already. So, good day.
Well, let's talk big picture before we talk today. Obviously, if I ask you what you found at Grand Island when Coach Shadwinkle left the team that had won 5 of 6 state championships, you're going to probably smile a little bit. What'd you find over there, and what are some of the challenges that you guys are working through so far early in the season?
Oh, well, we've got some really good senior leaders. That's the first thing, and that helps a lot anytime you're assembling a new staff and trying to get the ball rolling. So that's been huge so far. There's just been a ton of support from the community as well as from the administration, school, just in general. So that's been very welcoming, supportive environment, and that's been made it really fun so far at the beginning of the season. As far as things we're looking for, we've definitely got some guys in there that are kind of new to the varsity level but show a ton of potential. I'm just excited every day to come to practice and work to get better, so we're excited.
Overall, got you 4 champs today, but there's a lot more than just looking at champs. You're trying to find some of those new kids in the lineup and see how they did opening weekend, and of course this is your second competition, so maybe not everybody's where they need to be or will be in a month from now. So where do you feel your team's at through this first couple of days of competition?
Conditioning wise, we're there as far as where we need to be right away. We're not there for February certainly, but You know, technique-wise, you know, these varsity level matches, lots of state medals and some state champions heading it up. And so in those matches, they get tight, they're close, and small decisions make big outcomes. And so we have some guys in there that are a little inexperienced yet, and we're just going to find ways to make better decisions in tight situations. Very, very proud of all of our guys and how they competed in intense situations. They stayed in the fight, and that's a really good sign moving forward. It means we'll get better, so I'm excited.
Had a couple of close matches here in the final round. One of them, third-place match with Blake Cohn. A lot of people thought 26 was the toughest weight class, and it even showed in a sudden victory in the third and fourth-place match. And then you had Skylar Schmidt, your first finalist today, have to go overtime to pick up the win. Just a little look at this final round, at the things that stuck out to you.
Yeah, definitely those matches, and they were back-to-back. And so, got pretty intense there that last round. Lots of good wrestlers battling it out. And really proud of Blake and Skylar, as well as a lot of our other guys, for really keeping their poise. Both of them were ahead in their matches, and then kind of came back in the last second. So we ended up going into overtime matches. And a lot of times, especially at the high school level, guys aren't very good at keeping their poise, and they lose matches just because they emotionally get too charged. And I was really, really proud of Skylar and Blake in particular for keeping their poise and just wrestling their match and sticking to what they do. And a lot of our guys showed that today, and so we're proud of them.
Joey, before we let you go, the Grand Island schedule over the last 6 years, as it should have, has changed. But now that you're not the number one team in the state, you're still going to be wrestling out of state quite a bit. How do you like the way your team is set up for all of these, I guess, that you're going to be competing in, including the Flatwater Fracas, going to the duels next week, and so on and so forth?
Oh, we're really excited. I love our schedule. It's really hard on the traveling side of things as far as scheduling things and making sure that we're ready and rested. But I think that, you know, when you wrestle the best competition, that brings out the best in your wrestlers. And when they come back, you know, into Nebraska, it's beneficial at the end of the year. And that's something that Mike Shadwinkle and his staff did a really good job of, and left me in good hands that way. So we're excited to get it going to Council Bluffs next week, actually.
And are Billy and Edgar the two that are going to lead this team? They had the quick pins here in the finals today, and Billy just looks like he eats breakfast. He looks like he's intense when he eats breakfast.
Yeah. You know, both those guys, like I said, we're talking about senior leadership, and they understood that, you know, the team race was close, and they needed to get out there and take care of their business. And just proud of them. That shows, you know, sometimes you demonstrate your leadership through actions, sometimes you demonstrate through words. And right there, a lot of our younger guys saw that, man, those guys are serious about this. They care. And that brings out the best in your team. And so, again, proud of Billy and Javi Silva for stepping up in big matches and getting it done.
Joey, we'll let you get back over here and get things done so you can get back home. Thanks for the time. We'll talk throughout the year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Grand Island head wrestling coach Joey Morrison, first year over, of course, from Lexington, former Loper, and they come up just 9 points short here today. We're going to take another break. Ty Swarm, a recap of what's going on in the finals. If you missed any of the matches, we'll give you the scores and medalists. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Doug Duda with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. We will track down Kearney High wrestling coach Ty Swarm and get his thoughts on winning the title here today. We will also recap what has happened so far today in the unofficial finals today. We're so paperless anymore. You can check things out on Track Wrestling as well. When it comes to the tournaments, it's really cool to be able to follow things that way. Let's take a look at what we had as far as the final results today. We'll give you the top four. There weren't necessarily always a fifth and sixth place match, but here's what we have for you. 106 pounds today. Salvador Aguirre of Kearney High takes third, 13-5 over Gavin Howard of Omaha Bryan. And in the final, Connor Laux of Hastings, a 20-3 tech fall over Corbin Harrington of Lincoln East. At 113 pounds, Christensen of Lincoln Southwest over Alex Guerrera of North Platte in a minute 22 to take third. In the final, Kobe Pozoza of Columbus, a 3-2 win over Jordan Bober of Kearney High. 120 pounds, Gabe Crocker of Kearney, who was upset in the semis 4-3, does win by pin in 47 seconds over Brody Denny of North Platte to take third. Skylar Schmidt of Grand Island, a 10-8 overtime win against Ryan Smales of Bellevue West to take the title. At 126, the consolation match goes to Blake Cohen of Grand Island in sudden victory, 5-4 over Jackson Knorr of Lincoln Southwest. And in the final, Nolan Lax of Hastings, a 15-4 win over Carter Volek of Columbus. At 132, Kearney's Ashton Ahrens takes third, 1-0 over Nick Sad of Hastings. And Cameron Williams is your champion. He wins by pin in 5:57 over John Model of Grand Island, leading 7-2 at the time of that pin. At 138 pounds in the consolation, Jake Altman of Lincoln Southwest wins by pin in 3:47 over Anthony Tukey of Bellevue West. And in the finals, Damon Rodriguez of Kearney pins Dylan Peterson of North Platte, a fourth-place finisher at state last year, and Damon was second, and he pins him in 3:56. At 145 pounds, another 1-0 consolation, Trevor Bigelow of Kearney defeats Austin Martz of Lincoln East. And in the finals, probably the best or most entertaining final, Deshaun Dixon of Hastings, a 9-6 win over Tim Reese of Grand Island. 152 pounds, it was Hudson Snyder of Kearney winning third in 237 over Mark Garwick of Lincoln East. In the finals, Dante Todd of Grand Island, a 14-2 major decision over Trevor Phillips of Columbus. At 160 pounds, Christian Stutzman of Columbus, a 5-4 win over Brady Ruffin of North Platte. And in the finals, Mason Merritt of Kearney, a 14-6 win over Isaac Odell of Lincoln East. 170 pounds, Ryan Plombeck of Bellevue West, a 10-2 win over Carl Nelson of Lincoln East. And in the finals, Billy Thompson of Grand Island, a winner by pin in 37 seconds over Kyle Schultz of Columbus. At 182 pounds, it went overtime. Dominic Rasmussen of Hastings, a 3-1 win over Tim Dubry of Kearney. And in the final, Connor Myers of Lincoln Southwest holds on for an 11-8 win over Zach Gates of Omaha Bryan. At 195, Leo Palomo of Kearney wins by a pin in 4:02 over Donovan Keller of Bellevue West for third. And in the championship, Colton Wolf of Columbus, a 5-1 win over Gage Grinnell of Grand Island. 220 pounds. It was Derek Greenwald of Lincoln Southwest, a 3-1 winner over Cy Marshall of Columbus. And in the finals, Javi Silva of Grand Island, a 23-second pin over Aaron Griffith of Kearney. And finally, at heavyweight, it was Tyler Dubry of North Platte, a 4-3 win over Blaine Morrow of Grand Island. And in the championship, Gabe Ledesma of Kearney, a 7-4 win over Kyson Schnell of Lincoln Southwest. We'll look at the final team standings and catch up with Coach Swarm right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and the head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, Ty Swarm, joins us before they go get their championship plaque. Ty, congratulations.
Thanks.
Good day?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, kind of had this talk last year. We were right in the mix, and things didn't quite add up at the end of the day, and we lost it. I would probably say last year we may have performed a little better, we did what it took to win today. The guys came through with some big pins and some unlikely guys. You know, Leo Palomo winning and getting third, getting a pin. Those are the things that really make the difference, and we talked about that all day with the guys, that every match will matter, and this will come down to one or two matches.
126 pounds.
So really proud. I mean, our coaching staff couldn't be more pleased with what we saw today, but we definitely have some things we got to work on.
Yeah, you kind of do it the Kearney way. If you're not sitting there in the finals, you wrestle your butts off in the wrestle backs. And these third and fourth place matches, what did I have you there for a moment? I think you won your first six.
Yeah, we really challenged the guys. Because we kind of felt like in the semis we didn't really win those close matches, and the ones that mattered, we let a couple things go by with and lose some close ones due to position and mistakes that we made. And we talked before that wrestleback round, we really challenged them to come back and just fight. You know, nothing's going to be given to you, and you got to go and earn it. And they really did step up to that challenge, and I think that was the difference in the day for us, is the guys went out and really made that difference when it mattered.
You told us yesterday, as with all teams, you're not 100%. This isn't going to be this team we see go to districts, obviously, as far as in shape, and maybe not necessarily these 14 kids. So take me through what will determine that, how much competition there is still in the room right now for some of these guys.
Well, you know, there's a couple positions that aren't totally solidified. But really, the exciting thing for us, we got 78 kids out this year. And, you know, that's four, five, six deep at every weight class minimum. And we have a good competition for every weight class. No matter how strong we are at that weight class, we get the best guy out of that group. And so I would say everybody's in that mix, but some of the guys are a little more solidified than others. And, you know, you look at it today and you can kind of see some guys are able to rise to the occasion when we get out in competition, and some struggle. And those are the things that we work on in practice as far as mental toughness and those type of aspects. And so definitely going to be competing. We got wrestle-offs coming up again this week for a couple weight classes, just because there's honestly about three, four guys that they could shake it out at any given time in certain weight classes.
And we mentioned briefly all those kids that are over in the next gym in the JV meet, which is bigger than this one, actually, and you learn a lot from that. Five kids in the finals here for you today. Ty, you go 3-2. Even the two kids that were defeated, those were very close matches for them. Just your thoughts there. You only had one number one seed in Rodriguez, and he's wrestling a number four placer from last year in Peterson and gets the pin. So just overall.
Yeah, I mean, Damon is that guy that rises on game day. In the game, Damon looks good in the restroom, but he looks even better in competition. He battles. He understands what it means to compete. And that's what we saw today from Damon. And we saw it last year. It was so exciting, his first day in a Bearcat singlet last year. And he really made some noise here. You know, you look at him. You look at Mason Merritt. Mason knew he was comfortable, and he kind of froze up when that kid got on top. The kid's tough. And so our last couple periods, you know, we just kind of hung on for – he still gets a major decision, but came out on fire. Mason's done a great job. It's his first time in the finals and his first championship. And then you look at Gabe Ledesma. You know, surprise win last year maybe, but, you know, his confidence is there. He comes out against a kid. The kid placed fourth at 220 last year that he beat today, and he just really did it the way that we focus on, and that's working hard and staying in position and wearing on the guy and coming out with the victory. And so those guys did a great job of, you know, finishing off their day in the championship finals.
Ty, before we let you get going here, you're going to be in a lot of dual tournaments, including the next couple of weekends. How does your team stack up dual-wise as opposed to tournament type?
I would say that's probably our strong area, really, right now, is our dual team. He said we only had one seed, one number one seed going into the day. That tells you that we're good at every weight class. I mean, we placed 12 or 13 guys in the top six, and I bet you 9 or 10 in the top three or four. So we're good at every weight class. I wouldn't say we're great, but we're working towards being great. And so the exciting thing for us is we feel that we can match up with anybody dual-wise in the state and compete well at every weight class, and that's the ultimate goal.
I got you 11 in the top three.
No, that's a good number. You know, and that's
only
that's
14.
That's a team championship there. You know, that's how that's really speaks a lot for the guys' effort. And I know a lot of those were third and fourth place matches that we had to win, and we really just sucked it up and did what needed to be done. You know, I look back 2 years ago, we're fifth. Not a real fun day walking out of here. Had a lot of building to do. Finished third in the state that year. Made some ground. Last year we competed well here. And then it's really good to come in and finish it off with a championship, you know, in our third year with our coaching staff.
Kearney High Wrestling coach Ty Swarm. They win it all today here, their own invite. They hit the road for some big duels, Council Bluffs next week. Then it's off to the Flatwater Fracas, and then Christmas time, and it just keeps on going. Ty, congratulations. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thanks, Doug.
You bet. Ty Swarm, Kearney High Bearcat Wrestling coach. We'll take one final break, give you the team scores, and wrap it up after this on the New West Postgame Show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the college level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Brian Laux, head wrestling coach at Hastings High, joins us here on the New West postgame show. And, Coach, we got a chance to talk yesterday to kind of preview what you thought you'd have coming in. And I think you, more than Kearney or Grand Island, knew that you wouldn't have everybody here today. Let's talk about the guys that were here today. Maybe the most exciting match that we had in the finals was at 45 with your young freshman in Dixon, who comes through and gets a lot of things done. But a lot to talk about your impressions on today's invite.
Yeah, I was real happy with Deshaun. He was in a pretty tough bracket. There was a number of state qualifiers, and his first round match was against the Martz kid out of Lincoln East, and had a good match there. And then Bigelow from Kearney in the semis was a great match, and then with the finals match with Tim Reese from Grand Island. That match was going back and forth, and everybody gets into it at the end, and I was just real proud of him how he wrestled today and got the win there at the end.
Larry Baker, as we did the duel or did the championships here today, was talking about how freshmen sometimes can run out of gas because they've got all that energy when it's early in their career, and you've got freshmen to deal with. How do you address that situation?
Well, we talk about it. I mean, it's a situation that, in just from learning from experience, those kids get so jacked up that they forget that they have to wrestle 6 minutes. So we talk about that. Hey, you need to be saving some energy for late, and all of our conditioning can get better. And but I was just really, really pleased with our three champions day, and not only them, we had some kids that didn't have any varsity experience, that came in and got a few matches placed. And so just real pleased with, you know, our first outing of the year. There's obviously improvement that we need to make, but, you know, I'm excited for, you know, leaving here today with what we have coming.
Not everybody was here. When do you expect your team to be like you want it to be for the guys that weren't here for a variety of different reasons?
Yeah, probably it would be next Friday at Omaha South. And, you know, we've had some kids that haven't made very wise choices. And we've also been dealing with some weight issues and things like that. So, and it's early. So, there's bigger tournaments to shoot for, and you know, we're just real excited.
We talked about being highly ranked yesterday, and all that will come into play. What does it take to keep building this program right now? You're building, and you're not where you want to be. So, what's the next step now?
Well, I think that one thing that we have going is a very competitive practice room, and those guys push each other every day. And, you know, that's something that as a group, you know, I think that we can build on. And, you know, the mental aspect with having, you know, some freshmen in the lineup and understanding that, you know, there's an expectation. And, you know, you're not only wrestling for you, you're wrestling for your team and your school. And so a lot of it's going to be just the experience that you continue to gain. And just keep on getting after it.
We might want to hear this. Okay, Cameron Williams of Southwest is your outstanding wrestler here today. So there's a couple of kids. It wasn't one versus two all day either, was it?
No. And you know, Cameron Williams had a nice tournament. So, but no, I was pleased with.
With,
you know, how Connor wrestled at 106 and Nolan in the finals with Woolick from Columbus. So, you know, all in all, it was a great day. Well, there's still a lot of things that need to be done, like I said, but we definitely can – we have things to work on.
As all coaches do, right? Well, Brian, it's A, everybody's smiling to see Hastings on that line, so keep it up. And we can't wait to keep chatting with you throughout the season. Congrats, man.
Thanks, Doug.
That's the head coach of the Hastings Tigers. He had a couple boys win titles today. Brian Laux joins us here. Let's wrap things up with a look at the final scores from today's Kearney High Invitational. And as we said, the Bearcats come away the winner today. Let's go ahead and run it all down for you here. The ninth place team today comes away as Omaha Bryan, a team that continues to try and build. There's a couple teams that come out here and we'll see better results than they see all season long. And the final team scores have Omaha Bryan with 40. Lincoln East was 8th with 71.5. North Platte 7th with 81. Bellevue West had 99 in 6th. A tie for 4th between Hastings and Columbus with 135 points. Lincoln Southwest 142.5 points. Grand Island, the runner-up, with 205, and Kearney, the winner, with 214. And again, your individual champions here today, Connor Laux, Hastings, Kobe Pezoza, Columbus, Skylar Schmidt, Grand Island, Nolan Laux, Hastings, Cameron Williams, Lincoln Southwest, Damon Rodriguez, Kearney, Deshaun Dixon, Hastings, Dante Todd, Grand Island, Mason Merritt, Kearney, Billy Thompson, Grand Island, Connor Myers, Lincoln Southwest, Colton Wolf, Columbus, Javi Silva, Grand Island, and Gabe Ledesma, Kearney High. Our high school wrestling coverage brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seeds dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and your mobile Pioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. Our next wrestling coverage is next Saturday, Class D number 1 Amherst versus Class C number 2 O'Neill, 4 o'clock from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Our next high school sports action is Tuesday night, an area basketball doubleheader as Silver Lake travels to Axtell at 6:15 here on Classic Hits. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. I want to thank Larry Baker for his assistance once again and remind you that college football tonight, NFL tomorrow on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In the SEC, it's Alabama 35, Missouri 13. That'll be followed by Wisconsin and Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney High, their own invitational champions. We'll see you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously.